FYUBDN.
The Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Of the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Look who's in the big chair. Whee! It feels so damn good. And the chair feels like somebody fat has been sitting in it. Damn, it's leaning to the left and it's leaning to the right. Let me do this for all the girls. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. Nothing's changed. And, of course, high fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. I'm back in this damn place, y'all. And I heard what all y'all said about me, and tonight, oh, damn, tonight I'm coming to get you. Now, you know we have an update for you as far as weather. That's 30 minutes away, plus the old school Get Hype song, and you're only seconds away from the NPR News update and the three-minute commentary. It is the response show. Uh-huh. Your boy's back in the house. 347-850-1272. Write it down, 347-850-1272. T.O., you know what time it is, don't you? It is time to get the party started, right?
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Vote! You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a scathing rebuke today on the Senate floor, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee accused the CIA of improperly searching the computer network used by that oversight panel's investigators who were preparing a yet-to-be-released report on CIA interrogation practices during the Bush administration. NPR's David Wellner reports CIA Director John Brennan quickly denied any wrongdoing.
Intelligence panel chairwoman Dianne Feinstein accused the CIA of potentially trying to intimidate her staff and possibly violating the separation of powers.
I have asked for an apology and a recognition that this CIA search of computers used by its oversight committee was inappropriate. I have received neither.
Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations, CIA Director John Brennan rejected those charges.
When the facts come out on this, I think a lot of people who are claiming that there has been this tremendous sort of spying and monitoring and hacking will be proved wrong.
Brennan said the CIA is not trying to thwart the release of the committee's report on interrogations. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising GOP-backed legislation that would repeal taxpayer funding for political conventions. Republican-backed measure also going on record to support $126 million over the coming decade for additional research into pediatric cancer. McConnell says approval of the measure is a boon for those it helps and for taxpayers.
That's good news, not only for the program it will fund, but it's good news to the taxpayers of America that after something like three decades, we will not be using tax money to pay for the political convention.
Both parties accepted more than $18 million from the presidential election campaign fund in 2012 to help finance their nominating conventions. Congress separately provided $100 million to help state and local law enforcement provide security to the 2012 convention host cities of Tampa and Charlotte. Inspectors sponsored by a group of Western retailers have released the first batch of reports on factory conditions in Bangladesh's garment industry. PR's Jim Zeroli says the reports are coming out nearly a year after the Rana Plaza collapse, which killed more than 1,100 workers.
In December, a team of engineers began visiting factories in the garment sector. They were sent there by the Bangladesh Accord Foundation, which is sponsored by some 150 Western retailers. The foundation says the first inspections have turned up no issues as serious as Rana Plaza, but they did find numerous fire and structural problems. At the Rio Fashion Wear factory in Dhaka, for example, there were cracks in the ceiling, illegal rooftop structures, poorly ventilated electrical transformers, and fire stairs not separated from workspaces. The inspections will continue over the next few months. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.
On Wall Street, after last week's record run-up, the S&P 500 fell 9 points today. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
I can't tell you guys how happy I am to be back in the good old continental United States of America. Even though the world itself is a beautiful place, there's nothing like the confines of this great country of ours. And so, you know, and you can tell when you're abroad, you talk to so many different people and they tell you, you know, I want to come to America, the home of the free and the brave. And let me tell you something, there is some truth to those words. I have a friend that's in Egypt right now, and she's trying her best to get out of that country. She said that it's horrible that women are not allowed to have men over as guests if they're unmarried, that they still arrange marriages in 2014. Isn't that something? So for all you people who talk about the United States of America, how you hate the states, and there are things about this country that I do not like, there's no doubt about it. There's no place I'd rather be than right here in the good old U.S. of A. So I'm glad to be back, and I'm going to tell you guys about my adventures as the show goes on. But I'm very excited about tonight's show, because tonight's show I get a chance to confront my sorry-ass colleagues about some of the things that they said about me while I was abroad. Yeah, I was listening to the whole damn thing. Well, I didn't listen to every show, but I heard enough to know that the insults were flying. But in all seriousness, I want to say this. Listen, I love my colleagues to death. I think they did their very best in the business, and I think that what we put together or what we do for you guys every week is just a labor of love. You can't go anywhere and find more dedicated people to the cause than you can find right here on the Jay Ryle Show. And I am privileged and honored to share the stage with these people every week. Our family keeps extending. I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the show. I want to say thank you to all the people who were praying for me while I was abroad, because that means so much. Especially now that we've heard about this situation with this Malaysian airline. You know, two things that you don't do when you're abroad is look at the movie Nonstop, right? And then be prepared to fly back the same day or same weekend where the Malaysian airline first came up missing. You just think about this stuff, and it really scares you to death. And I want to say this to all the families who are waiting for word. It looks like through Chinese satellite imagery, looks like they found three floating pieces of debris. They think that may be the crash site. And, you know, at this point, you just want closure for the family. So we pray for everyone who was involved in that. There were four Americans involved, a young man out of Austin, Texas. He just came home to visit his sons. And now, you know, it looks as if he may have lost his life. You know, folks, God is good, but sometimes people question why God do what he does. And I'm not one to question him. He's the man. And whatever he decides, that's what we do. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the sorriest sap sucker of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott? Sorry,
what's
lagging, yo?
Fat bastard.
Oh, man, I can't stand you, man. I can't stand you. Yeah, you dirty bastard. How the hell are you, Mr. Elias? You're
great,
dirty.
Man.
How you dirty?
How am I dirty?
You're dirty, dog. That's okay. Look at me. We'll talk about it during the show, bro. I got something for you. Don't worry about it. So, Mr. Elias, man, first of all, let me personally thank you live on the air for all the great work that you did, bro. You are the man. You really run everything around here. I'm just a soldier in your camp, Big Daddy.
Man, when I covered your ass, you know that was a lot of covering to do. But I digress.
No, you didn't cover your ass. Whatever. Shut up. You get on my damn nerves. If that was you called covering my ass, you should have left my ass uncovered because that was some bull crap.
That was an ugly ass sleeve uncovered. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, whatever, you sorry sap sucker. I can't stand you. I can't stand you.
Yeah,
dirty
man.
Bastard.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a trip, man. That was a trip.
It was a good trip, Mr. Elias, man. I can't complain. You know, the bottom line is that I'm back safe and sound. You know, I heard your little jokes when I talked about, you know, me spreading my joy all over the world. I heard you. I heard you, man. You talked about your boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
That's the power of internet radio. You can go back and listen to it. And you can know the best part of it is you can go back and listen to it again and again and again. So be my guest, keep listening to that. Because, hey,
you know what?
The truth.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my foot in your ass again and again and again.
Yeah,
sorry, sap sucker. You ain't nothing.
Hey,
you know what, man?
Hey,
let me tell you something. And I don't like the way you I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I don't know how you do it. You a pimp. You a pimp. Now here you are. You got all these honeys. You a pimp, Mr. Elias. You got all these honeys on the show digging you. I heard Vanessa too. You know, I got something for her too. Listen, I cannot wait to talk to all y'all. All y'all. All right,
dog. What are you talking
about? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Mr. Elias. Don't worry about it. I am happy to be back, and I cannot wait to get into tonight's show. So I'm done talking to you, bro. Like the damn match. Like the damn match. Here's another one.
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Hell no. Taking no bullet for nobody.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question.
She run a person over, though.
That's
a
damn
thing. Jordell, well, I heard that, too.
Okay.
No, she won't run him over. She hit him with the car.
That was
a
helpless kid.
Look at that, boy.
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. But she was looking damn good. I've been waiting to say this. She had on her Killer's Cold shoes, Mr. Elias. And a blue leather suit with a country ass. Looking fierce. Like Claude Van Damme. Mama, I want to ride. Hey, girl.
Why, Tony? Hey. Welcome back, Jay. Welcome back. Hey, Mr.
L
to the E to the S. How are you?
I'm good, Momo B. How you doing,
darling?
How you doing?
I am fantastic. Welcome back, Jay Benji.
Yeah, I know. I can tell by some of the things you said while I was gone, but we'll listen to that a little later on in the show. Some of the things you said. Oh, yeah, it's your voice.
Stuff.
It's your voice. And we were here live.
Don't worry about it,
baby. Don't worry about it, girl. I was on Facebook, Mr. Elias, and Momo B got a new picture of herself up there, man. She got her lips all highlighted and all, man. Momo B trying to get some ding-dong sandwiches, bro. Come on, baby. She looking all good, Mr. Elias, man. She taking like a little picture. I don't know if somebody took that picture for her or was she holding a camera out there, but she taking a picture, and she got her lips all, you know how she do her lips, man, because she think her lips is the best quality. She got her lipstick poking all out and all the lipstick on her lips. Yeah, I saw you.
You are crazy.
I said, look at that girl.
Momo B over here. Don't worry about
it. I'm worried about it, baby.
Over here. Don't worry about none of this.
I ain't worried about it, baby. I ain't worried about it at all. You know, I just love me some Momo B. Ooh, it feels so good to be sitting in this chair again. Let me bring in this old fly girl. What's going on?
We need to get her an intro. We need to get her an intro, man. I'm going to try to concentrate.
Hold on, man. Who you talking to? What you mean we need to get her an intro? You get her an intro since, you know, since you big daddy and you running everything around here.
Man,
hello, Vanessa.
Get her an intro. I'll work on
hey, Jay.
No, no, hell no. 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 No, ain't no hey, Jay. Hell no, Vanessa. Hell
see,
no.
See, I put a welcome back on your Facebook page, and you
I
couldn't even
that.
Respond.
Well, I didn't see it. That's why I didn't respond.
Yeah. Well, we
yeah,
can't
have
you
back
look like that. Oh, he
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he
y'all
needs
y'all
to
might
be.
Y'all might be glad.
No, I only go on Facebook on show days. That's all I do.
Mr.
What's
Elias,
going on, baby?
You
how you doing, Gary?
Mr. Elias did a fabulous job. I'm really glad
thanks.
To see that you're back,
you,
that you had a
really?
Great time. We missed
really?
You. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I told him I was going to come take you to lunch so we could have a couple of conversations.
Yeah.
And they told me I was going to have to find a buffet.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard it. Yeah. Y'all heard about me and Mr. Elias. Is it an all-you-can-eat place? You're going to take him somewhere. It's got to be an all-you-can-eat place. I heard him.
No, I heard him.
I think Ernest said that. And Ernest is on the line, too.
Well, you was laughing, so it don't matter. So you laugh, that means you condoned of it. That's okay. That's all right. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's all right. I love y'all, too.
We had a
too. That's right. Big Daddy is back in the house. It is Wednesday. Welcome in. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272, the response show, the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Guys, we are glad you're in the house. We have the best in the business. And let me tell you something. I missed y'all. I ain't going to lie to you.
I
missed
y'all. Hello. I said Ernest
me,
is
hello.
On the
what
line.
Does that
you got to let Ernest in. He's on the line.
Let Ernest in. I don't see no damn Ernest.
Really, he ain't raised his hand up.
Ernest's not in no damn. What the hell are you talking about?
He is.
Is he on the board, Miss Elias? I don't see him.
Yes.
I haven't seen him raise his hand up. Hell.
I don't see him. I mean, he's not, I don't see his number or anything. Anyway. Well, we'll look for Ernest. Why is he even here? What is he doing here anyway?
Because
that's
he
the question.
Came here to welcome you back. He wants to welcome
I don't,
you
he
back.
He can welcome me back on Saturday. He can take his big ass back to wherever the hell he came from and welcome me on Saturday. How about that?
Don't do that to Ernest.
Bump Ernest. I heard Ernest's smart ass remarks too. Is he here for real? Where is he at? I don't see him. Seriously.
He was online. I was just chatting with him.
He is
okay.
there. He said he's there.
Okay.
He
well, we'll look. We'll look for him. All right. Well, we'll keep looking. Look. Oh,
yeah,
look
well,
who else is
fine.
Here. Let's bring her in. How you doing, Rich Sister? How you be? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, welcome back.
Oh
how's
yeah.
Everybody doing?
Welcome back to you too. Thank you very much. I'm glad that you welcomed me back.
Ernest said he's on the board. He's calling from the ERN number.
Okay. Oh, is it this number here? Oh, maybe this is it right here. Is this you, Ernest?
Yes, sir, it is. Welcome back, big man.
Yeah. How you doing, Ernest?
Oh, hi, Ernest.
What's with the attitude?
Don't worry
our
about
show
it.
Got
I got something. I'm glad you're here, too. I'm glad you're here. I got something for all y'all.
I am glad you're back. You know, the team of us that are us on Saturday, or, you know, you guys even on Wednesday, when one of us is missing, like when Mr. Elias is gone or Momo B doesn't show up or you're not here, it's good because we're good at what we do, but it's never quite the same. So I'm glad you're back. Through some serendipity, the show on ERN was canceled tonight, and I'm like, I'm going to go hang out with my peeps over on TJRS tonight. So we are
well,
live
glad you did.
On ERN welcoming J. Ryle back to the U.S.
Oh, so we're live on J.R. Oh, well, hello, everybody over there. How the hell y'all doing? We going to deal with y'all, too.
Here.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everybody's in the house. But meantime, in the meantime, y'all know what time it is.
Yep.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Woo!
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. That's right. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you can get with DJ Sean Juan. We'll give you his contact information at the end of 10 Good Minutes. And so now, 10 Good Minutes, where we kind of wrap and clap and, you know, talk about some things. But before we continue to do that, let's who the hell is this? 9-1. Hello, welcome to the... Who is this? Is this Miss Terry?
This is Miss Terry. Who are you
thinking?
Oh,
hey, how you doing?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hello.
Miss Terry.
How you doing, Miss Terry?
I can't wait to press my damn floor.
Who I think it is.
Hey,
you think I am? I was
black ass on the TJ.
Hey, you watch your... I told you about using that black ass, Ernest.
Shut up.
He told you. He done told you. Them
for your fine ass on the TJR's Radio Network page on Facebook.
Okay.
Just a comment.
All right. Okay. I'm back, and let me tell you something. First of all, before we go any further, let's send our thoughts and prayers out to all the people who are waiting for word of what's going on with this Malaysian airline. And that's a scary thing for a plane to fall.
What happened
basically
there?
It looks like it may have been a major catastrophic event, Mr. Elias, and it looks like that's probably what happened here. And, you know, it's scary when you think about that.
Here's what I don't understand about that is why, you know, if people are calling their people on their cell phones, they're still ringing. People are calling, like, the people that are on the plane, they're calling their cell phones, and the cell phones are still ringing. So why would they still
be
ringing?
Ring.
Really?
If the phone is dead or if the battery's dead, it'll go straight to voicemail. Yeah, the phone's off, it goes to voicemail. So, where'd you read that, Mr. Elias?
I heard that on Doug Banks' show that's what they were saying, that the phones were still ringing. You know, people were calling their people, their people. And it's like the phones are still ringing. It's strange. I was like, wow. So that led me to believe that if their phones were still ringing, something else was going on.
Now wait a minute. Now they're saying that the pieces that they're finding are extremely large. Could it be? And I'll ask you, Vanessa. Could it be that the plane made a splash landing and that it's afloat for, you know, a week or so after it? Well, it's been 4 or 5 days, almost a week. Is that a possibility?
You know what? There's a possibility, but by now, planes that they have sent overhead would have found it. They even have airplanes, guys, that are looking under the water to see if there's any airplane or any part of the wing or anything under the water. This is just so strange. It's like freaking all of us out. And like you said, I just went and saw the movie Nonstop. It has freaked me out.
Yeah, that movie will freak me out.
You know, and there's also our International Space Station that can take great high-definition pictures from space. So, you know, how many times does that thing orbit the Earth within a minute or two, or an hour even? They could take a picture, too.
I know there were some people with stolen passports on that airplane.
Yeah, that's the reports. Those are some of the reports that are out there. But I guess my question is that because of where it's located, they think China had this information all along, and they never gave it up. I mean, I don't know why they would do that, but...
This
is a scary
Chinese
thing.
Satellite
really
detects suspected crash site.
That's a lot of people.
It says China, a Chinese satellite detects suspected crash site. So I don't know what you heard about Chinese, but it seems that they're offering up information that they're finding with their own satellites. So
yeah, but they're saying that they think
this. I've really not heard about this.
They think. But go ahead, Mr. Elias. What are you saying?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought somebody was saying. So, no, but what they're saying is that they think they had this information before, and why are they just giving it up now? You see what I'm saying?
And you're shocked?
I'm a little shocked. You would think that with something like this, they would give that information up. I'm a little discouraged by that. Yes, I am.
This is the United States. Well, you know, anything can happen. There might never have been a plane. I don't know.
Let's hear you. Don't start that. Don't come up here.
I'm tired of all these conspiracies. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what you're trying to do.
It doesn't make any sense. A big old plane. Nobody knows where it's at. Blah, 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 blah. You know.
What are you saying, Mr. Terry? Are you saying that the plane never existed? What are you saying?
I don't know if it did. If it didn't, I'm not on the plane. I wasn't on the plane. I wasn't scheduled to be on the plane. So
how do you not
know where a plane is? You know what I'm saying? If it crashed, if it just, you don't know nothing. Like the Bermuda Triangle. All of a sudden, you don't know nothing. It just disappeared.
Okay, where's Jimmy Hoffa? How can you not find Jimmy Hoffa? Come on, girl. It's a big-ass planet. You can't see everything. Because you go on Google Earth and you look in the middle of the ocean, I mean, a damn thing. I mean,
they claim they can see. Everybody claim they can see everything. Now,
where's Jimmy
Hoffa
in?
Jay Rouse got a good point because, what is it, 60, 70 years since Amelia Earhart made that flight and she disappeared?
Yeah, where is she?
And they are just now, I'm saying they're just now in the past few months turned up some artifacts that washed up. They found them on a beach somewhere, and it's the same kind of like teacups and china and stuff that she had on that plane and that was popular during that era. So 70 years later, they're just now figuring out what might have happened to her. Yeah, it was a fascinating story. It's out on National Geographic or something. So.
Yeah, but what you got?
It's the big planet.
I got to agree with Ms. Terry. In today's age, man, they got stuff satellites that can look down at the United States and tell you if you flip a coin and what was it, heads or tails. So
exactly.
You're comparing technology from yesterday to today.
Are y'all serious?
I mean,
yeah, I'm
you're serious.
Serious.
Oh my lord!
I'm dead serious.
Crazy.
I don't trust everything I read. I read it.
Right.
I understand
it. I don't either.
But I don't really trust everything I read. Trust me.
Oh, my Lord.
It's always something. And, you know, and we're learning this. It's just honest. We're always learning something new. And just don't always trust. Just read it and comprehend.
And Mama, is it that you don't trust that they don't know where the plane is? What part of it is it that you don't trust?
What I know there's other stuff that's not being told. So we're just only getting bits and pieces of what's really going on.
Okay, like
that's
what?
That's why I don't really think too much about it.
It's still a new incident.
We're only getting.
You're not going to get anything right now.
You're never going to get anything. That's the point. You're never going to get anything.
They're going to tell that with 157 passengers and crew. They're going to have to tell somebody something.
Yeah.
That one I
was
trying to
tell. Okay.
But, you know,
before
you
we run out of 10 good minutes, let's not forget the people in New York City, too, that got
I know.
Killed
they, that thing caught on fire, and then they immediately said, quickly said, it's not terrorists, it was a gas leak. How do you know
and
it was a gas leak and it still was in
gas,
flames?
Because,
what are y'all talking
because
about?
Because those people have been smelling gas for a week. Those people have been smelling gas for a week.
Yeah,
wow.
People had been smelling. There was, Jay, in case you hadn't heard, there were two buildings in Harlem on Park Avenue in the 1600 block that suddenly blew up at about 9:30 this morning Eastern time. And a few people were killed. It destroyed two old residential buildings. Now, the local gas company said they didn't have any reports of anybody saying that they smelled gas, but yet everybody in the area said, we've been smelling gas for a few days just because nobody's reported it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. And it blew up two buildings this morning. So
they had
quite a bit of hubbub going on in Harlem right now.
They had a phone call 15 minutes before the explosion.
What was the phone call say?
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
They were smelling gas 15 minutes before the explosion.
A few people died. I'm trying to find the number, but I think it was like two or three people died. A bunch of people were injured.
Yeah,
it's quite a mess right there on that corner.
And
sorry?
Six people are missing. Nine people. This is a residential building. Today?
Oh, man, it's going to come up here in the NPR News update. I mean, I didn't hear it in the news update. Okay, wow. Okay,
we're
praying for that family.
So everybody can look at it during the break.
All right, well, we're praying for those families as well. Wow, okay, all right.
Oh,
our 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by, once again, DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. You can reach him at djsean1@gmail.com. You can also hit him up on Twitter. His phone number, just in case you want to get down. If you're in the Chicagoland area, this boy's bad. He bad. The number is 334-538-5739. That's 334-538-5739. You can give him a call. Once again, if you're in the Chicagoland area, some of the best in the business. Mr. Elias Man is DJ Sean Juan, the Bomb Diggity Dog. It's DJ Sean Juan, the Bomb Diggity.
Yes, look, brothers.
Is that Tyreek?
That's Tyreek, baby. He can get down.
Is that formerly Tyreek? Okay.
That's the artist formerly known as. Yeah, that guy there. All right, so yeah.
The artist formerly
that
known
guy. Yeah, the artist formerly known.
Like
but anyway, if you're
guy.
In Chicago, if you're in the Chicagoland area, I'm telling you, he's one of the baddest in the business. So once again, you have the information. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by the man, DJ Sean Juan. All right, folks, coming up next, we have a weather update for you. We have the old school Get Hype song, and then we get into the show. It is the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Let's take a look at the extended forecast for the next several days, starting with Thursday. A big storm system in the northeast slowly moving out. Still snow showers around New York State. Still windy, but the heaviest stuff will be anywhere from around the Vermont area, northeast through Maine. Quiet weather, mid-Atlantic through the southeast. Could have a little weak system, a few snow showers across the Arrowhead of Minnesota. And in the Four Corners region, rain in the valleys, higher elevations, maybe some snow showers. Still the same story in the Four Corners area, although with some colder air, could see a little more chance for some snow in the southern Rockies. Rain pushing into the Pacific Northwest. Quiet weather here in the central part. And finally, those snow showers beginning to wind down in the northeast. Heading into the weekend, still a chance for a snow shower or two up in the northeast, maybe a little rain around the Boston area. Rain showers beginning to develop across the lower Mississippi River Valley in the southeast with some rumbles of thunder possible. And then snow in the western high plains, rain elsewhere, and as you get into the Rockies, Colorado Rockies, you're going to pick up more snow. Pretty quiet on Sunday. Anywhere from the Rockies out to the west, still a stray shower in the northwest. Rain showers and thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley south to the Gulf Coast and then through the Carolina coastal areas as well. And then going into Monday, scattered rain showers along the southeast coastal area, showers and storms Florida, and enough cold air across the Piedmont areas of Virginia. Could see a little mix in the morning. Otherwise, central part of the country quiet, northern Rockies, a little wintry mix. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The Jay Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Y'all.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. And, of course, yours truly is back in the house. But I'm never shut the stage by my damn self. My boy is in this thing, Mr. L to the E to the F. What's up, big boy?
What do you want?
I'm with you, Big Daddy. I'm with you, Mike. And, of course, my mom, BZ, is in the heezy. Hey, baby, baby, baby.
I'm going to a show tonight.
Oh, that's a great weather.
Yes.
When you're dancing, baby. I was thinking of you.
Yes.
When we did.
Oh,
thinking of you, girl.
I was doing it well.
See how I did that? See, did you miss how I just brought that back in, baby? Doing it. LL Cool J wiping my damn lips with my two fingers. Vanessa's in this thing. What's up, Vanessa, girl?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up with you, baby, baby, baby,
like
baby,
angry.
Baby? Did you miss me, girl? Did you miss Big Daddy?
Ew.
Okay,
I
don't like that room. Oh, okay. I thought you said hell no. I thought that's what I heard you say. All right, Miss Terry, what's going on, baby?
Hey, Vanessa. I'm sorry, I didn't speak to nobody. Hey.
It's too damn late now. Hell, it's like being in somebody's house for half an hour. Oh, by the way, hi. Yeah. Yeah. How you doing? Just come in and sit down.
Okay,
oh, y'all, by
started.
The way.
Don't give me.
I've been here an hour. Let me say hello.
Jay.
It's too damn late now.
Jay.
Sit your ass down. Rich's sister is in the house. Hey, girl.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, how you doing? Big E is hanging out with us tonight. What's up, Big E?
What's up, Big J? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, bro. I'm doing fine. I feel the love from everybody.
I'm glad to hear it, man. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel the love. I feel the love. I feel the love. I did. I feel the love. Oh, and look who's in the house.
More later,
Miss Elliott, am I seeing this correctly?
Yeah.
Is this who I think it is?
Yes,
oh, my
it
Lord.
Is.
Wow.
Oh, oh Lord.
Let me get on mute.
I'll leave all alone.
A queen to be forever.
Ah, yes, the queen of inspiration.
You know, this call will be recorded.
Penetration. And incarceration. Oops.
She's your queen.
Wow. She's my
it's
queen.
It's out there. You might as well say it.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Oh, yeah.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Oh, bow down.
Number 46729.
Bow down. Bow down. Hey, Dr. Princess Audelia, baby. How you doing, girl?
Well, hello. Welcome back. Welcome
okay, we don't
back.
Need all that. Okay, stop. We don't need that. Just
yeah,
say
that's
hi.
Easy.
That's all we need.
I just serenaded you for a second, and you just cut into me. Welcome
well, because
back.
You're singing Welcome Back, Carla. What kind of serenation is that?
It was
welcome
just a
back.
Welcome back. I mean,
okay,
that
go
was
ahead.
My intro to you, okay?
Oh.
So anyways, oh, very glad, I guess, that you're here. But,
did you say Merry Christmas?
Hello to everyone. Yeah,
oh.
No, I didn't. But
oh,
hello to Mr. Elias. He was
hey.
Best in the hood to hold that thing down while you were gone, and he did a good job.
The question is, were you here?
Yes, she was.
No.
Yes, she was.
He was left tied up.
I was here.
Okay. Unavailable.
Okay. All right.
Yes. And then I want to say hello to Momo V, my sister. Hi, my sister. How are you?
Hey.
Missed you last week on the show. It was nice, though. We had quite a few people to call.
Yeah, we heard you, mister.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we heard how much you missed her.
Helping you know, I don't know who put you in on the Wednesday night show, but
because I'm here, that's why.
Okay.
Just keep going. Just ignore him and just keep
else?
Going.
Okay,
yes.
Now the other young lady, oh my goodness, I keep forgetting her darn name.
Just say hi and she'll respond to you.
Hi.
How about that?
Yeah, she
Nessa.
Hi. Hi, and hello, and I want to say hi to Miss Carrie. What's up, Miss Carrie?
It's
going to be 20
minutes.
Queen.
Hey, Queen.
She put herself on mute. I thought maybe y'all had a beat going on or something. I heard what she said. But yes, go ahead, Dr. Prince.
I want to say hello to
Rich
Sister. Hello, Rich Sister.
How you know she's
here? Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
And, you know, I just want to say something to Jay. I wanted to ask you a question. You were in
Scotland.
Yes, if you happened to find all of your skirts that you had left from a long time ago, you know you were missing your skirts. I just wanted to know if you brought some back. Did they give you a discount, Jay?
Not with all that bouncing around.
Gotta go.
Is this a joke?
This person has been muted.
Yes, get your ass out of here. Yeah. You're missing that, Dr. President. Did you feel the back of my hand? Did you feel that? How do you feel about yourself now? You're going to come in and try to crack jokes. Let me ask you a question. Let me bring your ass back. Bring your ass back in, Miss Hill. Let me ask you a question. Did you find your true purpose while you're sitting in the damn jail cell? That's my question for your ass. How about that?
Let me tell you. Hold on my message.
Well, tell me something. Yes.
Let me tell you what I found out.
Yes.
I found out the opportunity to...
You found out that you can get your ass whooped in jail by a big girl named Bertha.
I was in a place that was so amazing.
Hold on. Are you trying to tell me that jail is amazing? Have you lost your damn mind? Are you crazy? What the hell are you talking about?
Because you know what?
Yes,
that's like putting Cookie Monster in a cookie store. You put me in a place
full of... Oh, so you're a criminal then.
I taught class 6 days out of...
Did you really?
10 days exactly.
J-Wild, like, yes, can I say something to you?
Yes, Ernest, yes, yes.
Oh, they're coming to get her again.
Oh, you better run.
Oh, they're coming to get her ass again.
You better run. You better run. Sound like the popo's on your ass. You know, what I realized was that all y'all are criminals on this damn show. Every last one of y'all has been in jail at some point in time. What kind of damn Mickey Mouse operation is this?
I've never been in jail.
Miss Terry.
I don't receive that.
Miss Terry says she's been in jail.
I was in there for a couple of days. I didn't talk to nobody. I didn't get no true service development. I didn't do any of that. I didn't counsel nobody. I didn't find no friends. I didn't find no friends out. I didn't bring no friends with me. So, yes.
Oh,
Brian,
all day.
But you know what? In that space, I probably should say it in another place. But I'm going to say this. Jail is the one place that people say that's the institution that is mostly shunned upon. It is the institution where people miss the most opportunity.
Is that right?
I'm going to tell you something. In jail is the one institution that really afford for an individual to really connect with
person has been muted.
Connect with that. Okay, you're getting too spiritual up in here. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you can talk all the damn spiritual jailhouse rock you want to, because tomorrow night at 7, it is the True Purpose Development Show right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Thank you very much, Dr. Jill Burr Adelia. 347-850-1272. It's calling number 347-850-1272. Let's get into the show, because I got a lot to say, and just need to get this thing on the roll now. So the QOD.
Thank you.
The question of the day, no damn question, is me responding to all the nonsense that I heard while I was gone. I love my colleagues. I love them to death. But boy, every time I was asleep, I felt like somebody was sticking a pin in my ass. It was like the damn voodoo doll. So that's it. 347-850-1272. The response to all this nonsense that went down. So now, let me see, who do we start with first? Let's start with this one first, and then we'll talk after we listen to it.
I'm mad. Hi, Mr. L to the E to to the S. How you doing?
Feel good about myself.
And yes, I'm family. I've just barged my way into y'all lives.
Yeah, let's talk about that one real quick. What's up with the little hi, Mr. L to the E to the S? What the hell's been going on since I've been gone, Vanessa?
What's wrong with that?
What's that?
Mind your business.
No, hell no. I'm not in my business. I don't get no damn intro like that. You don't say hi to me like that. What was that?
Here and up here. Mo B and Miss Terry, Miss Rich, sister, we were in the house trying to support Mr. Elliott.
Yeah. Thank you, baby. I appreciate you.
But you had to say it like that, though. Hi, Mr. M to the E to the S.
Anytime
I buffalo your way in, you damn skippy, you done buffaloed your way in. All this happened because I gave your ass a call like 2 years ago. Now we can't
shake
it.
Yes, I have. Oh, my God. So
yes,
if I'm not here a couple of days, y'all won't miss me. Okay, y'all will miss me when I'm in Alaska then.
Yeah,
all
right. We won't. Nah, you here. You family now, so damn what Jay talking about.
I mean, shut up, Miss
Philly
ass.
Shut up. You family
talking
now,
about
damn what Jay talking about.
Yeah. So what's up? What's been going on? You and Mr. LES, is it like you and Mrs. Jones? Y'all got a thing going on?
No.
Talk to me. What's going on? Talk to me.
Enjoy talking
to
him. I enjoy talking to everybody. We had some things going on with the show, trying to get it up. We were giving him, me and Mama B was giving him that encouragement
to go ahead
and get on the air. And, you know, we were covering the Jay Real Show. You know, we had your back too, Jay.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that, too, because, you know, we got another clip for your ass. What the hell is going on, Mr. Elias? Hey, look here, bro. I want you to go in and put in a response, and then I want you to hit the one. No, hell no. No, because we got to get this. I got a lot to damn say tonight, and I'm glad you said that. Here's another clip. Let's talk about this one. Get the damn border act, right?
You know what, y'all? I just want y'all to know I'm online, but it kicked me out. I don't know. I can't get in the chat.
Well, that's because
I'm still in
we
there.
Don't want you in the chat. Anyway, I'm just joking.
Okay.
I'm just joking with you. Okay. All righty then. Well, okay. We don't hear anything.
That means that
no
you're not supposed to mess with me anymore. You're supposed to move on to the next person.
Well, no, that's not going to. We're going to mess with you. It's coming.
he'll get back to you, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we won't forget. Meanwhile, while we're waiting on this raggedy-ass thing that we call BTR Radio, 347-850-1272, 60 minutes after the hour. J. Rouse Show. Rich Sister, I got something for you, too. Don't worry about it. I forgot about you. Mr. Elias, you have control of the board because apparently we are having some mouth.
Another tan jacket clip.
Shut up. We are right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
What? Yes, Ernest.
No, I was going to say, if you had any clip on Rich Sister, it is probably her talking about that tan jacket. You know, that's
Actually, it's not.
Oh. Well, now I want to hear it because I can't.
Well, we do. We all try to hear it, but I guess, you know, BTR decides we can't hear anything. And for those who may be listening, what the hell, BTR? BTR is the home station.
Do you need a little music for a few minutes?
Why don't you go ahead and do that, Ernest? Why don't you be the maestro?
Just a little bit in the background. Well,
just a little bit in the background. Just keep us mellow. Make sure that we have our drinks. Make sure all our drinks are
good.
Oh,
damn,
you know what I got, too? I got the music.
What you
want,
bro?
Shut your ass up. Now you talk to the people in Scotland, but don't talk to the people on the BTR Radio Network. Hell, I'm thinking about renaming this show the LES Show. Hell, how about that?
LES can stand for Love, Entertainment, and Sexual Things.
It can also stand for Lick and Eat, you know, and fill in the S your damn self, you sorry bastard. Lick and Eat, doo-doo.
What did you say? I'm sorry, talk to the people in Scotland again, you bastard. You should never mess with America at a meat button. How about that?
Yeah.
Nah, how about that, bastard? I'm sorry, what were you saying, Jay?
Oh, now Rich is laughing.
What were you saying? Did you say something, Jay? Did you say something?
Listen, Rich,
Do it again.
Yeah. What you mean, do it again, Rich Sister? What the hell does that mean? What you mean, do it again? You was giggling your ass off when he was putting me on mute. And I heard you say, do it again. What the hell does that mean, Rich Sister? My ass.
I've never heard her giggle so much in my life.
Yeah, do it again. Do it. What do you mean by that, Rich Sister, do it again? What does that mean? Huh?
Oh, she got mic problems all of a sudden.
Be on the show and you know. How about that?
I know what? What do I know?
Trying to get an attitude.
Somebody said, do it again. You was giggling. You was in heaven when Mr. Elias was muting me all over the damn place. Mr. Elias, I got something for you, too, dog. You better be glad I can't get to this ball like I want to because, all of y'all are on that list. Now, before we get to our next break, I want to ask Mama B a question. Well, you too. Yeah, especially you. I have to ask Mama B a question. Mama B,
great.
My question for you is that I heard about how you treated your ex-spouse. I heard you stabbed this man with a damn fork. You ran his ass over when he was in the crosswalk crossing the street, talking about that the light turned green. Oh, well, you just hit the damn gas. Whatever was there was there. Oh, well. You didn't run him over. He flew over your damn hood and over the back of your damn ceiling of your car. My question to you is, why your ass is not in jail for hit-and-run felony? That's what I want to know.
Because, you know, where I'm from, we don't call the police. We don't do that, okay?
Apparently you don't.
In the Bronx. That's right, Mama. We don't call, we keep the police out of our business and our affairs.
I see. We know. We understand. You keep the popo out of your affairs. Because
that's
I'm
right.
Like, are you kidding me? I was shocked, Mr. Elias, when I heard what Momo B talking about. Oh, yeah, we talking about some, yeah, so I stabbed him with a fork, and he ran to his mama's house to show his mama.
Tell me about that.
To show his mama that she stabbed him with a fork. What the hell is wrong with you? Why do you act the way you do?
That was old Momo B.
That was the old Momo B. Really?
Yes.
What do you mean it was the old Momo B? What does that mean?
This is the evolutionary Momo B. Remember, I'm
the
grown,
evolutionary
I'm
my ass. I can't believe, and this guy stayed with you how long? How long did he stay with you? How long did he stay with you?
We were together for 18 whole years.
That joker stayed with you for 18
and he's
years.
Still alive?
You, she bit him. Didn't you bite him too? Did you tell us you bit him one time?
I don't bite people. I don't bite.
That's right, because you don't use your mouth when I've been eating, dog. Forgot.
I put nothing in my mouth.
No, we know, especially if it has hair on it, you definitely ain't put it in your mouth.
So, no, I don't bite.
My question, though.
That's a little over the top. That's a little nasty, ain't it, Jay?
Hold on, Mr. Elias. I'm not. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on. I detect a little bass in your voice, brother. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're going to call me up. Yeah, you must be real nasty last night. Yeah, like I nasty with Mr. Elias horny. I'm like, what the hell was all that about?
Yeah. First of all, you lied
about that
too, because you told, Jay called up here and got my tail. You a damn lie. I just told you what I heard. That's all I told you. And you made all that stuff up. People called him. How the hell they going to call me a scholar, Mr. Elias? Hello.
All that other stuff.
How the hell they going to... He said people called him and told him this. My damn cell phone don't work overseas, so what are you talking about?
No, I said they sent you emails. Stop it. I said emails. Stop.
Mr. Elias, you said call too. I have it on tape, Mr. Elias. I have it on tape.
Whatever. The bottom line is you got the message. You called me. How about that? With some old... some crap like that.
Hey, look here, man. I can't help it that you Freaky Mac nasty. I can't help it. I can't help it.
Uh-huh,
they said Mr. Elias sound like he was horny, that he hadn't had no poontang in years. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you what the listeners say.
Whatever.
That's what they said, Mr. Elias. They said you sounded like you hadn't had no trimmings in a very long time.
Whatever.
trimming.
Whatever. How about
well,
that?
That's what they're saying.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Trimming? That's what they said. They said,
yeah,
this sounds sound like a damn horny-ass toad. No pun intended.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
what
they said. That's like a horny-ass
toad. Well, what
was that?
You know what? Whoa. Hold up, man. Like I said, dog, don't bring it here. Don't bring it here. Mr. Elias, I do not have control of the board, so you're going to have to get on the board, brother. I have no control of the board. So anyway, 347-850-1272. Coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it is the music business, the way I see it. Hopefully, Light's going to stop in and tell us what he's talking about.
Speaking of which, he's here. He's here with us.
Oh! Is he here?
I noticed. You lost control of the board when I got on.
Oh, no, hell no. Hold on, bro. Don't do that, light skin. Don't do that, man. Here you go bringing in trouble over here, man. What's up, light skin?
Got you.
Yeah. What's happening, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm glad you're back. Let me say this. You're lucky you got Mr. Elias.
Oh, yeah.
He held it down.
I ain't lucky because I got no Mr. Elias. Mr. Elias is a damn punk. The hell, Mr.
Yes,
Elias.
You are.
The hell with him. God. He's a clown.
Why are you talking about Mr. Elias like that?
He's a clown, that's why. Mr. Elias, that joker, man.
That's not nice.
That joker called me fat. He talked about the fat man from Scotland. I'm not from Scotland, Mr. Elias. I'm from the U.S. of A. The fat man from Scotland.
Like
fat man
like
from Scotland. We going to pray that the plane took off because we know his big ass is on the plane. Yeah. Hurry it off.
I didn't hear that.
I know. You don't listen to the whole show all the time, but Mr. Elias was, hey, man, he was acting up, bro. I mean, that's just
I'm
what
sure
he do.
I'm sure he was just trying to make the show move and be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That's
how you make the show move is insult me. That's how you make it move. It moves real fast when you do that. Insult me. It
works any other time.
Shut up, Ernest. Nobody's talking to you. So anyway, light skin, we're glad you're here, bro. I'm glad you're in the house. Hang tight. Don't go nowhere. We're going to step out and take a quick break. Yes, who's that talking? Yes.
I apologize. I hadn't said much, but I wanted to say good evening to Mr. J. King. I mean, I noticed that the only thing I get to say on the show nowadays is hello to everyone, and that's it. And I answer the QOD.
It takes you 20 minutes to do that.
Hold on.
They want to keep the show interesting. So you go to a whole nother field. It's like you take
yeah.
the golf cart and you go on the baseball field. And the golf cart don't belong on the baseball field.
You get a golf cart don't belong on the baseball field. Yeah.
Hey,
if you were here, Dr. Prince O.D., I would have clips of you, but apparently you weren't here. So, I mean, you know, unfortunately, I can't play any clips from you. Okay?
She was unavailable.
BTR doesn't accept collect calls, Jay.
Oh, Ernest is just such a dog, ain't he? He's just such a dog. All right, look, we're going to step out and take a break. On the other side, Lightskin's going to tell us what's happening with his show. Who said that? Was that you, Rich Sister? What did you say? Was that Rich Sister?
No, I didn't say anything.
Take that bass out your voice when you respond to me. Take that bass out your voice when you respond to me. No, I didn't say anything.
Never.
What? Hell.
Hey,
okay.
Doc, Vince, it seems like since you done left, you done lost kind of control of the ship.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. They don't love me no more. They don't love me no more. That's okay, though. I got something for all of them. It's a J. Rob show.
You've been going around the country high. You're going around the world highfalutin'.
That's what I do. That's what I do. That's how I roll. Well, you know what? They can turn all they want to. I don't give a damn. They can turn and look at my ass while they're doing it, too. Whatever. All right, look. We're going to take a break. We'll be right. Shut up, Ernest. We'll be right back. It's the J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272.
And Jack.
Right back.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the J. Ryle Show and the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Dallas, Texas. A pregnant mother
is missing after a disturbing phone call. Delisa Kelly, age 24, was last seen Friday night, March 7th, 2014, leaving her grandmother's house in Dallas, Texas near the Oak Cliff area in the 2700 block of Prosperity Boulevard near Sunnyvale Street and Overton Road. She was walking to a wake for a best friend who had recently been killed in a car accident, but she never made it. A neighbor told the family that they saw Kelly walking down the street while talking on the phone with someone, and she appeared to be arguing. A short time later, Kelly's sister received what appeared to be an unintentional phone call from Kelly, who could be heard screaming in the background, telling someone to stop, stop, get off me, stop, and the unknown male in the background saying, shut up, stop screaming, you don't listen. Shortly after the call, she received a text from Kelly's phone reading, I'm going to call you in a minute. Since then, nobody has been able to get a hold of Kelly. Kelly is a mother of a young child and is also 2 months pregnant. Family members say Kelly was living with a boyfriend, the father of an unborn child. He did stop by the family's home and has also posted on social media asking people if they knew where she was. Kelly is a black woman. She's 5'6", 120 pounds, with brown eyes and long brown hair that she was wearing in a bun. She was last seen wearing a black long-sleeve sweater, leopard print tights, and a denim vest. Anyone with information, please call 911 or the Dallas Police Department at 214-671-4268. Once again, that number is 214-671-4268. We pray for the safe return of this young lady. We ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272 if you're listening to a live broadcast, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network, post the information there for all to see. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's J Ryle. Or you can send an email to the show, to the jryleshowandlive.com, that's the J-R-I-L show and live.com. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. I'm Jay. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. J. Rouse Show, Wednesday edition. It's about 32 minutes after the hour, the bottom of the hour, as we kick off the third set. Don't forget now, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the music business the way I see it. Light Skin, what are you talking about tonight, brother?
Tonight we're talking about, should artists who lip sync in live concerts have to promote it that way and print it on a ticket?
Huh. That's interesting. So what do you think? You think they should or what?
I mean, I think, you know, I think a lot of people get cheated out of some of these performances. I think people think some of these artists are really good, and some of them are really just recording artists, which means that they, you know, in the studio, you know, they can do what the studio allows them to be able to do, and they built a strong enough fan base and brand that they have an audience that will support them from, you know, as far as buying their music. But if they can't perform it on stage, and if they're not performing it on stage when I'm up there on the stage busting my butt, singing lines, you know, and then I have to go against somebody who is just a recording artist who is not a singer, so to speak, as it relates to being live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have the spectacle of a show and people are talking about how great they are. Yeah, I take a little issue with that. I'm like, hey, listen, you know, if I can get up here and dance and move around and sing and do, and everything I do is live, you should do it too. If you can't, it should be on your ticket.
That's an interesting point right there. Okay. All right. It's coming up, folks. 30 minutes from now, top of the hour, if you're listening to the J. King Show, and, of course, on the J. King Network, I should say. And if you're hanging out with us, it's the Listening Lounge, and we have one that's going to be good for you. Nothing but the very best in Neil Soul music. Glad you guys are in the house. QD, the question of the day we're talking about is not really a question. It's a response show, things that I heard while I was abroad. And I want to make sure that I address every last one of them. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about Mr. L.E.S. And the fact that he was McNasty, Filthy McNasty. For those who may not believe that, I have the clip. Here it is. We'll talk on the other side.
Okay, whoa. So that brings us to the third category, the physical thing. The physical thing. So
Okay. So
No, I'm running this show.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Now,
let me get my cigarette.
Now,
go right on ahead.
You said love, respect, and the physical thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what happens if the physical thing stops working as far as, you know what I'm saying, stops working? He ain't able to rise to the occasion like he used to. What happens?
I'm going to go and get one of them battery-operated friends that other people have that I don't have,
Lord,
but they got one.
Wait, let me add something to that. He may not be able to rise to the occasion, but his tongue still works.
Hello!
Lord.
And he still has 10 fingers. Well, he got 8 fingers in his tongue.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Hey! Oh! You're nasty. Wow!
Listen to that laugh.
Yeah. Woo! Well, y'all are nasty.
We should be able to have fun and laugh and enjoy each other.
He even asked Rich Sisson provocative questions.
All right, Rich Sisson, let me hit you with this.
What if he's pervert.
Horrible and bad? What if he was just like, yuck and bad?
Come on.
What would you say to that? If he was just like, okay, a minute and a half, he's done. Wow.
Listen to that damn laugh.
Yeah. Woo.
Number three, he can't be camera shy. He can't be afraid of the camera. Nah. When the green light comes on, action.
Oh, that's my that. Lord. You are such a freak.
Hold on.
Lord have mercy.
Hold on.
Are you still making movies?
Action. Take two.
Mr. Elias, you better do some lunges before you hook up with that heifer. That's all I'm saying. You better do some lunges, man.
Let me ask you a question. Are you talking about a video camera or a still camera?
Video.
Ain't no green light on a still camera. What are you talking about? Ain't no green light on a still camera.
Wow. Now, what was the second thing you said that you need?
A long ding-dong sandwich.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. You know, I didn't even say that. That wasn't even one of my answers, Miss Terry.
With mayo on it.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Terry, you got long
me?
Cameras, right? What if
listen
it don't
to
work?
Listen to
we can discuss it. I can give you a couple classes, but if you're not teachable, then you got to go.
Say the whole plan is Ding Dong Sandwich was wrong, and then you can work it out.
Okay, first of all, wait. You said he's an old player, so there you lost me. What?
Wow.
Yeah, we knew we lost your ass.
Yep. Woo.
I'm mad.
Yeah, we knew we lost you. That sounds like a man that's horny. That's what it sounds like to me. Mr. Elias, all he talked about was booty the whole damn time. And I have an okay.
He likes booty.
That's all he talked about.
Yeah,
every time somebody says something, he even asked Rich Sister about this. No one Rich Sister ain't had no Ding Dong Savage in a very long time. Why would you ask her this question? That's my thing. I can't believe what I heard. I'm shocked. Would anyone like to respond to that little metadata of what we just heard? First of all, Miss Terry, we know damn well you, when he said, oh, we knew we lost your ass, because they got to be at least damn 20 and 20 between 20 and 30 before you even look at them.
He know he lost. He said, oh, that's, oh, wait a minute, I can't even comprehend that.
I know,
what?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Hey, if they were born in the 60s, they can't even come talk to me. They got to be 1975 and above. You got to give me somebody that was born in the 80s, baby. I like the 80s. Now I see why you like the 80s. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nasty ass. Oh. What the hell's wrong with y'all? It's nasty.
I personally thought Mr. Elliott has brought some provocative and interesting questions to the board. And I enjoyed myself every time I joined in on the J-Rod Network. I had a good time.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you, Mr. Elliott. Thank you for
Yeah. Okay. That's great. And Momo B, you know, doing that whole thing, you said something that I want to talk about too. Let's listen to this, and then we'll talk to your ass.
I'm mad.
Lord.
Molly, Jay's in. He's babbling on about his own stuff. So, you know, when he's not here, we got to fill it in. And fill in means we got to elaborate on what we're talking about. So that's just it. I'm mad. But you can say elaborate. Because all you were saying was elaborate, and you were laughing. You was more into it because Jay wasn't there running his big fat mouth. So that's it. I'm mad.
What?
Running my big fat mouth.
She's right.
You dirty heifer. What was that all about, Momo B?
I did not even remember saying that.
I know you don't. You probably was drunk and high. High and drunk.
I didn't do nothing. I was waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Too much Hennessy. Too much Hennessy.
Yeah. Tell me something about running his big fat mouth. Uh-huh. You probably don't remember a damn thing.
I used to move illegal substance.
Yes, it was probably on drugs.
The best clip ever. Play it again.
Yeah. No, hell, I'm not going to play it again. I'm not going to do it. Because y'all was funny. Yeah, you know, I tell you what, you guys are comedians, every last one of you. And I was cracking up. I said, yeah, they talking about me, his big fat mouth. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Jay,
you know that you don't have nothing to rewind about me.
Oh, no. Yeah, I do. I got something about you, too. Yeah, I do. I got something about you. I didn't get a chance to load it in, light skin. I got something about you. Yeah, I do. Like, you said I hang out with white people, man. You called me a vanilla wafer in so many words. Yeah, like,
Well, you didn't lie.
But that's the truth. I'm talking about I ain't saying nothing.
See, there it is. See, yeah. He called me vanilla wafer. Yeah, I said, okay, light skin, I got you. All right. And you know, Vanessa, now, if you're going to hang out with us, there's something you need to get straight. Let's listen to this, and we'll talk to your ass.
Uh-oh. He say, I get calls, people talking about how horny, were you horny, and all this. I'm like, what? Huh? I'm just asking questions.
But isn't it kind of, Jay, real, keeping it real?
He say, I get calls, people talking about how horny, were you horny, and all this. I'm like, what? Huh? I'm just asking questions.
But isn't it kind of Jay Real, keeping it real?
No, it ain't called a Jay Real, keeping it real. That's not my damn name, Vanessa. If you're going to hang out with us, you need to learn my damn name. It's not Jay Real.
Where you get that from? But it's Jay Real.
No, the hell it's not.
Keeping it real.
No, hell no. Don't try to clean it up. Hell no. It's not. It's not Jay Real.
Jay Real.
Jay Real.
Hell no. It's not Jay Real. Get it right. Are y'all crazy? It's this crazy, craziness that was going on while I was gone. I just can't believe it.
This isn't hard to figure out.
But we love
Well, I knew it was
not
hard to figure out. I knew it was going to happen. I really did. I knew it was going to happen. But look,
It's not hard to figure out why it happened. Why all this is going on. It's not hard to figure out, big man.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Okay.
No.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to save the best for last because, you know, I got you too, Ernest. And
I know
let
you
me
do.
Tell
I'm
you
I'm ready for it. I ain't scared
of
you.
I know you're ready for it. You're absolutely right. You're ready for this 43 minutes before the top of the hour, J. Ryle Show. 15 minutes away from the music business, the way I see it. That's coming up at the top of the hour if you're listening on the J. King Network. And, of course, if you're hanging out with us, we have the listening lounge coming at you in about 15 minutes. Ernest, I told you about this mess, but you still do it. Let's listen to this.
Okay. Not anything some Hennessy and a blunt can't fix, so you can get your ass on the air. But she said, well, I'm going to set an alarm, and hopefully I'll be there. Now, I text her. I'm looking at it right now. I text her at 5 minutes or 4 minutes of the hour, and I said, this is the part where you wake your black ass up and call in to the show table, and you were standing up looking for a waiter, and he said, Ethel, why don't you just set your black ass down?
I'm mad.
Oh, my Lord.
I told you about that, Ernest.
I told you about that. I'm working on it, but it is what
you better work on it harder.
That's what I read off.
Mm-hmm. Now, you better watch it. They'll start hitting you,
gone,
hitting your ass with both our fists.
He was going on and on. You heard him, right? You heard him.
Whose side are you on, Momo? Now suddenly you're teaming up with J. Ryle because he ain't got to your ass yet.
Oh, I got to her already. She said I got a big fat mouth.
Don't try to buddy up to the king now.
No, hell no.
He's got you. He's got you.
All y'all. Every last one of you. Now, Miss Terry really didn't say anything. Miss Terry, I didn't really get Miss Terry.
You missed what I said.
Oh, yeah, you did. I'm sorry.
There'll
be a part two then. There'll be a part two on Saturday.
I'll tell you what I said.
Go ahead.
Jay's fat ass ain't back yet. That's what I said.
And that's what I said to your ass.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Jay, it's out of here. Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about yourself now? How does a fat boy feel to you now, Miss Terry? How does it feel? Everybody want to call somebody fat. The last
right
time
now.
I looked, everybody can lose some weight watches around here. How about that? Bring it here.
You did not go there.
Yes, the hell I did. Talking about me.
Yeah.
All of us can get on the damn TGR's Radio Network damn fitness page. Leave me the hell alone. 347-857-1272. We're minutes away from the top of the hour. Listen, let me say this to all y'all while I have all y'all here, and I really do mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys unconditionally. I really do. And I tell you what, when we started this journey back in 2009, never in my wildest imagination would I have known that I would have friends like you all that are all over the world. I know that if I come to New York, I don't have to worry about anything. You know, I know when I come to California, I don't have to worry about anything. I know when I go to Florida, I may have to wear a Kevlar vest, but besides that, I may have to worry about anything. You know, I just know this. You know, I have to worry about anything.
I'm not going to Detroit.
No matter what happens in Florida, I got your back.
Wait. Did y'all hear what Rich Sister said? Say it again, Rich Sister. Say it again.
Come with bail money.
I come to Detroit.
She said come with bail money.
Wow.
I'm sure you guys found that so funny. I want everybody to listen to the True Purpose Development Show.
Dr. Princess, I understand the True Purpose Development Show has started to develop itself inside the prison walls. And now a lot of COs are leaving the institution because of the True Purpose Development Show. They just don't want to be.
And you know what? Let me tell you something.
That's four.
That's three.
So many.
That's four.
All of the tears.
My bells never got such a workout.
The testimonies that were given, it was so worth it. I mean, you know, I know we make fun of it here, so this is not the forum, so I won't go there. But listen to the two-purpose development stuff. I'm going to tell you. Do I want to go back there? No, but I'm just saying. The experience I had was
you
very,
go back,
very,
but if you,
very
but if you get a call
profound.
Back, you'll go.
It was a profound experience. It was an amazing
you don't,
experience.
Listen, you don't get that pot license in order. You're going to be back
what?
There in a hot second.
You know what? 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 You know what?
Ding, ding, ding.
Shut the hell up.
Boy, it's been a while since we hit you with that. I see right now we have to retrain your ass. You stop the you-know-what.
Ever since she been to prison, she ain't been the same.
She's institutionalized. She doesn't know how to do in the real world anymore. She's too institutionalized.
I didn't go to prison.
I heard she had a damn convict on your show. Is that true? Did you have a convict on your show? I heard you had a convict on the show.
She did. Guys, you know what? People make so much of it.
Oh, there's another one.
You know what?
Ding, ding, ding.
Shut the hell up.
Yes, Dr. Princess Adia.
Okay, well, first of all, that young lady had a scenario of he couldn't pay his ticket. And when you don't pay a ticket in Michigan, you may be, say if you're already broke, you get a traffic violation. Guess what? You get suspended at some point. And if you are in a position at that point where you're driving, typically just in the suburbs. Because in the city, you're not going to really get in trouble too much. But in the suburbs, they don't have anything else better to do out here. And
yeah.
Anyway, in Michigan, you go
blame it on the summer.
People in there for jail in jail for 6 months.
We need to say goodbye to the J. King Network.
Am I still on mute?
Did you live in the suburbs?
No.
I just want to say this. I just want to talk about that.
Yeah, she said. We have to think about it, J. King.
Oh,
all right. Thank you, Dr. Prince O'Dea. Thank you very much. All right. J. King Network, folks, we love you. I am back in the house. We will see you back here next Wednesday. Mid-Vot for all my German speaking friends. So coming up next, it's the music business. The way I see it with the one and only Light Skin. I tell you, it's going to be a good show. I'm going to tune into that. Yes, Light Skin.
Hey, is Dr. Princess in the suburbs?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me explain something to you, Dr. Princess. If you know what happens in the suburbs, you can't be illegal in the suburbs when they get illegal people in the suburbs. You're going to be in prison. You're going to go back to prison again. I don't want you in prison.
I'm not illegal. What are you talking about? I have a license.
Okay, so what put you in prison the last time? I just want to know what put you in prison because I don't want you back. I don't want you to get in too...
I just don't want you
to get institutionalized to the degree that every time I turn around, Dr. Prince is back in the pokey again.
I've never been. This was the first time, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I'm
going to
tell
you
they don't want her back, and they don't want her back.
Did she say that?
They don't want what back?
Yes, she did.
We don't want that back.
You know what?
Ding, ding, ding.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, my God.
You got to quit doing that to her. That's the institutionalization of Dr. Princess Odelia that you're feeling right there. I don't like it. Dr. Princess, I don't want you institutionalized. I don't want you out here with us. I believe in you.
We love you, Dr. Princess O'Dea, baby. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive, baby. Keep hope alive. Next time you in jail, I'm going to wear one of them damn signs they wore in the 60s saying, I'm a man. I'm going to walk outside the damn jail cell, make sure that you're good to go.
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
Oh, okay. Sounds like we have a phone call. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
got Daryl Plowden from Sacramento with us.
What?
What's going on, Daryl? How you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing, Fifth Ward, man? I'm my first time checking your show out, man. I'm really digging it, man.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
I appreciate that.
I would like, you know, I always like to ask this question, and
Dr. Princess, he's familiar with you, Dr. Princess. He knows exactly who you are.
I wanted to know if he felt that I was absolutely, at best, being treated unfairly.
It back to her now.
Could you please?
Well, he could ask the question, Daryl.
Yes,
do you
sir.
Think we treat Dr. Prince's idea unfairly because we do things like this to him?
Gotta go!
This person has been muted.
Do you think we treat her unfairly because we do things like this
Please,
to
somebody
her?
Put something in the mouth because my zipper's stuck.
Do you think we really treat her bad because we do things like this to her?
I can stick your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
Do you really think we treat her bad? Just out of curiosity, Daryl, do you think we treat Dr. Prince that you're bad?
No, Fifth Ward, I think you guys treat her just right. But
thank you, brother.
No,
thank you. Thank you.
I wouldn't say yes, you would.
Round of applause for that man.
No, you treat her bad. You treat her bad.
Who the hell is that?
Hollywood?
Hollywood. Here's the deal. We know that we love her. We know that everybody has issues, right?
Look, the views and opinions of Hollywood may not reflect those of her.
she insulting her while she's trying to protect her at the same time. Go ahead, Hollywood. We're all ears.
All I'm saying is give Zendaya a chance and give her some love. Y'all beat up on her so much.
I love Dr. Prince Zendaya.
I love her, too. But give her a chance.
I love him.
I love
the hell out of Dr. Princess Aldea.
I know that's her.
I do need to love the hell out of her.
I love the hell out of Dr. Princess Aldea. Y'all just don't know how much I love Dr. Princess Aldea. I love her.
Hey, but Jay,
you know I love
Jay,
Dr.
Jay,
Princess
Aldea.
You know I love Dr. Princess Aldea. I'm saying let's keep her off the penitentiary. I'm the only one saying it.
She's institutionalized. Yo, you know what? Jay, I was about to, but Jay, before I get out of here, because I'm about to go to a fitting, and I realized I'm going to the mayor of Los Angeles masquerade ball on Saturday, right?
Okay.
I'm about to get fitted, but I was wondering if, can you send me your leather jacket so I can make an outfit?
Hollywood. Oh, my baby. I love you, Hollywood. Matter of fact, let me send you off with a big hurrah.
Gotta go.
Stand out here, Hollywood.
This person has been muted.
I don't give a damn if you rub elbows out of damn stars. Don't bring it up in here, Hollywood. Don't bring it here. I don't give a damn. Okay? Because you hang out with Blair Underwood and all those people. You want to come in and crack jokes. That hurt my heart. Hit my baby like that. That hurt. My hand is still stinging from that backhand I had to give Hollywood ass. Don't you bring it up here, Hollywood.
She did nothing wrong.
Oh, let me bring it back in. Okay, Hollywood. Don't make me do that again, baby. Why you bring the mean out of me? Why you bring the mean out of me, baby? That's what I want to know.
I need five outfits. And you can help me with that.
Hollywood, I just let you back in here and you're still talking crazy, Hollywood.
Yeah, so that could wrap around Hollywood about a million times.
Truth.
Oh, everybody, let me hit everybody. Here we go.
This person has been muted.
Oh, I heard you too, rich sister. Let me send you and Hollywood together. Where you at? Find that ass on the board. Get your ass out of here.
Gotta go.
Bye.
This person has been muted.
Oh, and last but not least, the damn ringleader of my back, Hollywood. Get your ass
gotta
out
go,
of here.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Tell Blair the word I said hello. How about that?
Hey, you ought to be muted. Actually, when I came on
the
show.
Oh, you right.
Tonight,
let me mute myself.
Gotta go.
Get your ass out of here,
this
too.
This person has
How about
been
that?
Muted.
Now, who's left?
Hey,
who wants some?
I'm left, but I'm good. I'm not saying nothing.
Matter of fact, my baby girl, give me some sugars then. Give me some sugars. Ooh,
J-Row, you know that you know them two out there in California working in tandem. You should have known if one of them started.
Go back to the Caliwood Network, the headquarters, and y'all can regroup. Take Rich Sister with, take Rich Sister and Miss Terry with your ass. Go come up here talking crazy.
Wrap it around his ass six times. I got six outfits with his damn leather jacket.
Yeah, but I got jokes. Who's that left? Is that Vanessa left?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, that's Vanessa.
Jay Ryan.
Yes, Curtis.
Yes, Vanessa. When you're done Curtis. Playing clips, I want to say something as to why all this is happening. When I said earlier, it should be obvious, but I want you to get out what you have to say, and then I just want to say, you know, one or two lines to you.
Why don't you go ahead and say those one or two lines
now? I'm not
going to
make an excuse. No, I'm not going to make an excuse for all of us, but there's a reason why
we do what we do. Hell, I said it. Ain't no excuse to be made. I said what I said, and I stand by what the hell I damn said.
That's
hell,
right.
Damn it.
I'm not
me
making
too.
Excuses.
I stand by what I said, too.
Who let him walk back in here? Get your ass out of Caliwood. Go back to Hollywood, Caliwood.
This person has
been out here. Who let him back in here? Damn it. So what she meant what she said. Tessa now Leyland there, I want a damn kiss. And tell Wesley Snipes to stay his ass out of jail. So yes, Ernest, yes. What do you have to say?
Listen,
yes.
Jay, when you're gone
yes.
and we bust
yes.
on your tail and we talk about just how fat you really are and your tan
Ernest.
Jacket and all
this
those things.
Starting
it's
off
only
good,
because
Ernest.
Let
yes.
me finish before you
okay.
hit the buttons. Let me finish.
I got
it's
it ready
only
just in case straight.
You are so yes. funny that when you're not here, we have to make up for that. There's a huge deficit when you were gone.
Oh, hell no, nah, Ernest.
I know that's probably a big word for most of you. That means there's a huge void. There's a, no, no, no. That was a fat joke.
You make
that
terrible
joke. There's such a huge
deficit.
Listen, there's a huge deficit of humor when you're gone. So when you're gone, we have to go above and beyond to make up for it. Because like I said earlier, when one of us is gone, the show suffers. So, we, you know, if you're gone, we're going to make fun of you. Because I heard you call me fat boy a few times when I wasn't on the air. So six of one, half dozen of the other. We do it out of respect for our listeners. We have to keep the show up to the bar that we have set. And when you're not there helping us reach
the
bar, then...
Hey,
Vasilius. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to hand out a pair of boots to everybody before I started talking. Did y'all get your boots on before I started talking?
Go.
This person has been muted.
Yeah, it's out of here. Yeah. Hey, Vasilius, man. Vasilius.
What?
Yeah. I owe you something, punk. That's what you bitch. Get out of here.
This person
yeah.
has been muted.
You muted me while I was overseas, you dude.
Mm. Well, did he get muted? What happened? Did he get muted?
Yo, he got muted. Yo, everybody
somebody
muted
Jay.
Get muted.
Jay! Okay, wait. Hey, guys, let's talk as much crap as we can before he gets unmuted.
No, because we don't need another one of these shows.
Yeah, we should. Well, damn, Jay. I talk about his big ass because I can. I'm going to keep talking about him. I've been talking about him all my life. And I'm going to keep talking about him. Damn, y'all. Ain't making up no excuse. I'm going to keep talking
that's
about
right,
him.
That's right, Elias. That's right.
Talk about him. And he talk about him.
Because it's nothing but love. It's nothing but love, y'all.
It ain't nothing but love. It's tough love, but it's love.
It's love. Yeah. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's love. I know
love.
It's love. And let me tell you, this is how I feel about all y'all.
Well, would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Yeah, each and every last one of you.
I like that hot grease, baby.
I bet you you do. Yeah,
hey,
I bet
Jay
you
Ryle,
do.
This is how... Jay Ryle, this is how we feel about you.
Yeah, but in the wild, older living Negro.
There you go. You're funny. You're funny, Ernest. Thank you very much.
I know I'm funny. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, well, that sure is right. All right, so look, it's the top of the hour, folks. Listen, I'm feeling so good. I don't think we need to do a listening lounge now. I just miss being with my peeps, and I'm glad you guys are in the house. Let's say hello to a few people. Let me say hello to Carol. Carol, yes, I am back. Thank you for listening. Marietta Music is checked in. Hey, baby, how you doing, girl?
I got a phone to pick, Carol.
What bone you have to pick with Marietta Music, Miss Elliott?
Yeah, Marietta, yeah. Is she on the line or is she just on tagged or something?
No, I think she's on her tablet, I guess. So, yeah, what's up?
Oh, okay. Because she got all huffy and puffy when Doc when. Yeah.
What happened?
Go ahead.
What happened?
When she said the show got a little bit too raunchy, I had to leave. Get out of here.
Y'all ran. Y'all whoa. Y'all ran Mariana Music out of the room.
She said it was too raunchy, and it wasn't. We're grown-ups. This is an adult show. This is adult comedy. It doesn't mean we're talking trash, but we're adults. This is an adult show at times that late at night, and she got, oh, my God, I'm just so raunchy, I had to leave, and she left. And I'm like, well, then you missed a funny show because we're some funny motherfuckers sometimes.
Oh, man.
Sometimes.
Mariana Music, baby.
Do what you got to do and come back whenever because you're always welcome here. But, you know, we can get raunchy. No more than usual.
I ran Mariana
no
Music. That, hey man, that's one of our favorite listeners right there.
And out.
What's going on? Wow. We done ran out of here, huh?
Hey, if we didn't run Rich Sister away, then I know damn well what we were doing was okay.
Well,
how about that?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why she didn't leave. When you asked about her husband and he can't get it up, I thought she was going to throw a Bible at your ass, but she just
hung up. But
did
you hear
up.
What she said, though?
What did she
did
say?
Did you hear what she said the next week, though, Jay? She told Mr. Elias, she said, listen, you can ask me anything you want to. Nothing is off limits, but I reserve the right not to answer it.
yeah.
See,
I reserve the
because
right.
Because I always feel a little weird when somebody says something a little something too sexual to her. I'm like, ew, come on, don't do that to Richard. But when she opened herself up, I'm like, well, hell, I got some questions now. Let's get on the Saturday show. I got a few things to ask that ever.
Yeah, ain't got to be all touchy with me.
Oh, this
like
is you.
Listen,
oh, wait a minute.
I'm not. I was asking
Oh, sound like somebody's boots are starting to get shaky a little bit. All right. Sound like somebody ready to get busy up in the city. Y'all ain't got to use no kid gloves on me. Y'all can spank me up my booty like everybody else. That's what I'm talking about, Rich Sister.
She spent an afternoon an afternoon on the red carpet with Caliwood. Now she's all bold and ready to be earthy.
Oh, is that what it was? She was on the red carpet with Caliwood. I saw that.
Nah. Don't even put that on me. Rich Sister is Rich Sister.
It ain't, no. It wasn't about you. I said she spent the afternoon on the red carpet with you. It wasn't about you. It's the fact that she was out. You let her out in public for a minute and
That's what I'm talking about.
The song is about you.
Yeah. Well, hold up. Daryl is still in the house. Daryl, man, let me ask you a question, brother. The one thing that here's something that we're gonna let me preview this right now because on Saturday we're gonna talk about on the show, you know, in honor of Mr. Elias, we're gonna talk about how important is sex to you. Is sex really that important? And so, Daryl, let me get a preview from you right now. Is sex really all that important, my brother? I mean, can't you do without it?
Were you talking to me?
No, you didn't mean Daryl. But since you know you're nasty like that, you can go on and answer this.
I stepped out to handle some business, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I was talking to Daryl, but Daryl didn't respond. So, yeah, I'll pose the question to you.
We know sex is important. We know sex is important to him because he's tricking his
soul. Yes, it is.
I have something I want to share about sex.
Having sex right now.
Oh, whoa. Leave Dr. Princess Althea alone. She said she got something she want to say. Yes, Dr. Princess Althea. I'm all ears, baby.
She got her a girlfriend in prison.
Well, what I want to say is that
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You better run a lot tonight.
Yes, Dr. Princess Althea. What are you saying, baby? Yes.
Oh, I said. Okay, first of all, sex is a very, actually, it's a spiritual event, okay?
Oh,
Lord.
Spiritual?
Is it Thursday already?
Wow.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
I didn't know it was that way.
You're yelling, oh, God, doesn't mean it's spiritual.
Did you know that in the comedic spirituality, they reference the various chakras. There are seven chakras. And they talk about how
kinetic spirituality?
Yeah, it is. Yes, kinetic. Kineticism.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay, 347-850-1272. Call in. 347-850-1272.
This ain't the show, Princess.
Uh-oh.
This ain't the show.
Sorry, Dr. Princess O'Dea. Miss Elias has spoken. Yes, Miss Elias, man. Who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Man, we got our baby, the real D, on the line with us.
Oh, man, lady, D. Cab driver. Hey, baby.
Hey, how's everybody?
Hey,
how you doing?
I feel
you.
They're not willing to be educated.
I wanted to say welcome back to Jay Ryle.
Thank you, baby.
I'm glad
you
made
baby.
It back.
Give me
and
some sugars if you really love me.
What?
Ooh. All right,
oh, my Lord.
I got to tell you, I was feeling guilty last week because I missed the show, but now that I know you weren't here, I don't feel so bad.
That's right, baby.
I got back just in time.
Oh, the hell?
That's why she said it, Mr. Elias. That's why she's saying it. Take notes.
We'll need Jay.
Look at
you.
It is the Jay Ryle show, right?
Oh, tell him again,
yeah,
baby. Get him.
On the service of Jay Ryle show. Hell, it's Mr. Elliott's show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got love for everybody, but you know it is the Jay Ryle show. Just like when I do my show, it's the Cordelia show, and I have
a baby.
Co-host.
Tell them again,
but
girl.
You know.
Tell them who you love.
I mean, that's just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And speaking
yeah,
of
I know,
that,
baby.
While you were out of town, the Real Dilia show celebrated its 1 year anniversary.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Give me a date and time for your show.
Sunday, every Sunday at 4 o'clock Pacific time, which is 6 Central and 7 Eastern. We followed the way I see it with Jay King and Jimmy Kent. And so last week we were talking about anniversaries and damniversaries. And damniversary is a word I made up. I think I told you this before. Anniversary is a anniversary of something bad that you don't celebrate. And so I've been tweeting that and posting on Facebook because we're campaigning to make damniversary the word of the year for 2014.
Absolutely.
Because last year's word of the year was selfie, and I've been using the hashtag on Twitter, selfie sucks. Because that's a horrendous word of the year. It's embarrassing. So hopefully this year we'll have a better word of the year, something that actually means something.
Yeah. And you said that because of the fact that
Damniversary's going to be there?
You lost your daughter back,
right.
You said, in November. And so anytime that date came around, you know, it was, yeah. I mean, yeah, we respect that. Damniversary, because it's not something.
That damn anniversary. And so rather than saying that damn anniversary, you can say, oh, yes, the damniversary is coming up again.
Yeah.
And so
a lot
of us, probably everybody, if you think you have a damniversary, you know, something tragic that happened or something, you know, somebody that you know or love, or even, you know, there's all types of tragedies that happen.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I'm pretty sure there's 239 families that are, you know, going to be marching a damniversary. Because
that's a good point.
You could have heard from somebody by now, from the Malaysia flight. And so there's quite a few things going on. Then there was that explosion in Harlem.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
So a lot of us have those. And so that's what my show was about this past Sunday, March 9th. But March 2nd, my show was the Real Dilia Show anniversary show. And it was real lively. Did a little poetry and music. Everybody that supported me over the past year, my first year of being on the air as a host.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? And I'm glad you said that because, you know, I'm going to make a pledge to people. We just got to do a better job of getting out and support people who, you know, we need to support each other. And I think I was listening to Caliwood. And Callie was right, Mr. Elias. We have to get out, man, and support the people that support us. We just have to find time to do that. And you know, especially doing a live show. You know, we live in an age where you can podcast everything. I mean, I've listened to Callie Wood's show, you know, while I'm out and about or I'm running through my car and stuff like that. But, you know, it's also good to show support when they're on live. So, I mean, we just got to do a better job of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that. You have to, because I come on your joint because I love you, and I don't see you in the queue. And when we did that New Year's Eve joint, y'all were jumping on with sister like she didn't know your numbers. She didn't know your numbers because
you
don't
know. No, that's not why we were jumping on her. That's not why. She was all indignant when she asked. She thought she was, like, you know, second in charge. Yes, this is Collingwood Incorporated. May I help you? And, you know, that's why. What's going on? This is Jay Rao. Yes, Jay. Okay. It's like, we don't do that over here. Okay. Mind yourself. You know, she had power. That had nothing to do with it.
But she's all called corporate when she's on Hollywood show. She's not like she works for Clear Channel.
Rich sister got a little bougie on you, didn't she?
Yeah, you know she did.
She
did, didn't she,
Miss Terry? That's the word.
She did.
That's what y'all don't understand. Sister is more bougie than me. But y'all don't understand.
Said you were bougie.
Well,
where you get that
bougie?
Okay.
You
got a bougie bone in your body. Because you hang around bougie people, your ass ain't bougie.
Bougie bone in her body, but he's gone now.
It bougie.
Wait,
you see Hollywood's dress?
I saw her dress. I saw it.
You see Hollywood's dress on the red carpet?
I saw it.
She's half naked, man.
Wait. This is the last thing I'm going to say because I'm going to hang up because I'm not trying to Cali Jack your show. But if you thought that dress was sick, the dress that I'm going to wear Saturday night at the mayor's masquerade ball will have you all
dropping
names. We'll be talking about it. Yeah, that's right. The mayor of L.A.
Man,
the big
time
dropping.
Yeah, you are bougie.
I'm
bougie.
I will wear a dress from J. Ryle's jacket. So how bougie can I be?
You are going to hang up. That's for damn sure. You are. Get out of here. Hit her ass. Bye. Get up out of here. Yeah, tell the mayor I said I fell away.
Gotta go.
Get hands out of here, Ms. Elias. Yeah, I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave. I love you, Cottonwood. I'm going to tell you something. I love you. And we have to do a better job of that. So, but Cottonwood, you know, next time you see Kim Wheatley, you tell her that, you know, I want to fill on her breast. So let her know when you see her next time, okay?
Oh, she didn't even know who Kim Wheatley was.
Wait,
she didn't know who Kim Wheatley was. She was in here. You talking about her? She was interviewing a girl. What are you talking about?
Wait, hold up. You said I don't know who Kim
Wheatley
was.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to get a word in because she's going to keep
going. Exactly. Give me 30 seconds, Pete.
Go, Callie.
You said I don't know who Kim Wheatley was. I have been carrying around a picture of Kim Wheatley being the worst threat since 2014.
Listen, have you ever heard of the term of somebody, calm your ass down. Have you ever heard of the term somebody misspeaking or they misspoke? Apparently I misspoke, so calm down for a damn second. There was one girl that you didn't know, and I came on your show, and I said, oh, no, I know who that is. She was really funny. She used to be on the Big Gay Sketch Show, and she was on Mad TV.
Ernest, if you apologize,
I'll apologize.
No, I said I misspoke. What else does she want? I mean, my God.
How about an apology, big boy?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm going to call you later, Calliewood. We're going to hash this out.
Don't threaten me with a good time, E.
That's not going to be a good time. He's not threatening you with a good time. That's for damn sure.
I love Calliewood, man. I love Calliewood.
That's not a good time. That's for damn sure.
So thank you very much.
She's good people.
Well, no, Callie was great people. I mean, like I said, I feel that we're so blessed.
She's
one of the things, and I'm reading something here, and this lady by the name of Teresa saying, don't forget the listeners. Some of us has been listening from the very beginning. You are absolutely correct. There are people out there that we do not know by name. Right? There are people out there we don't know by name, but we know that there have been people who have been listening to this show for a very long time. So we want to say you know, thank you to each and every last one of you guys as well. Because, I, you know, these people, they call in. We know them. You know, they buffalo their way in the show. I'm going to be. They buffalo their way in the show.
Vanessa.
They buffalo their way in the show. Oh, Vanessa.
No,
well,
you
know, they buffalo their way in the show. But you know what? We glad.
I buffaloed my way in, I think.
You you damn
way
Skippy.
Out.
Your ass did, too.
Oh,
it's Dr. Prince
Odia.
What you say?
I didn't buffalo my way in. You asked me.
I asked you to do a damn 3-minute set. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
True.
I brought Dr. Princess Odia because we wanted her to do like a little news and notes thing, right? Say, hey, give us a little taste of the news, and then you can go.
Like Robin.
Do you know what this ever did? As soon as her part came up, she started talking about Tiger Woods and the housing market. I'm like, what are you doing? And you know you can buy a house in Detroit for this price. And let the BG True Purpose team help you. I'm like, what the hell did just happen?
You should have knew then. You should have knew then.
Real news. I was talking real news.
That was not real news. That was real Detroit news. We don't want to hear that mess. We wanted news news.
Jay, did you tell us real Detroit news or real news?
We said news and notes.
Okay.
And she told
me not everybody
cares
about just Detroit. There's a whole nation.
And it was
here.
Only a 3-minute segment. And I'm like, we're going to have to cut her off. She's not going to stop. And she kept going.
That's why she ain't on PBS anymore.
You know what it is, Jay? Your problem is? You know what your problem is? You gave her 3 minutes.
What's my problem, Callie?
You gave her 3 minutes. I give her 15. And I'm going to talk. You give it a 2. She has so much to say.
That's precious time.
After being institutionalized, waking up every morning, you give it her 2 minutes. She needs more time. She needs 15 minutes. She saved lives since she was in prison. She saved lives. And hold on, Momo B, I'm still waiting for you to call me. Now, Princess Odia, I love you. She saved lives, and that's why she needs 15 minutes.
Who lives did she say?
She healed some girl's back. She laid hands on some girl and healed her back.
She did? Oh, she did.
Something like that.
I sang in the pod.
Yes.
Went on lockdown for the whole night.
You know what she said, J-Ryle? She said,
no, it was,
you know, I was sitting on my bunk and I was reading a book. I don't know what she's doing. She said, I was reading a book and she said everybody was out in the common area and I decided I should put my book down and go make myself available. I'm like, to get a shake? Make yourself available. You are not that important in jail.
No.
Make yourself available to your girlfriend.
No, I have to tell you something. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go to exactly what this testimony that
one.
This young lady
Ding.
Wrote.
Oh,
so
Dr. Priscilla, I'll
tell
you.
No, please don't do that again. Please don't do that again. Hold on. Let's
don't do that again.
Well, don't say you know what again.
I promise I won't say it again. Just listen.
Okay, well.
When I
wrong.
Did that.
No,
what? 2 days from the time I was leaving, and because I had already hailed the class, and the class was over, I was still doing my
yes,
so I went to the consultation. So as soon as I did that, because I thought it would be very nice.
I have a question for you, though, before you go on.
Who
gave you permission? Who gave you permission to hold classes in jail? That's just out of curiosity.
I did it myself because I saw that they needed some help. So anyways, when I
But did they ask
there,
you for your help, though?
It didn't matter. Honey, let me tell you. If they were in my class,
that
fine.
Means no.
If they had dreams, they didn't know Khabib was killed. No, they didn't know. They said, if I wouldn't have been there, they wouldn't have never run into me. Someone had seen my television show, but they never thought they'd meet
I'm
me.
Pretty sure.
You know,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you're right.
But anyway,
they're not running into you on purpose. They're not running into you on purpose.
Because I got out of that cell that one day, and I came out not being thinking about myself, as soon as I set out, this little 20-year-old that was pregnant, she tapped me on the shoulder, and she asked me if I could help her. She said, can you please help me write a letter to her judge?
What, did her water break?
No, asked to help her write a letter to her judge. So I had this table that I would meet everybody at. That was
We have
when
to say goodbye,
when you were
Dr.
making
Brazil,
yourself
did.
Available.
So you better get started. We have to say bye to everyone. So why don't we let you – I know you're going to do your little thing after this. So let's let everybody get their final thoughts in, and then you can talk until your lips fall off. How about that? All right.
See you
okay. Now, it's time for our final thoughts.
Vanessa. Won't be here.
So Eddie Murphy stuff right now.
I don't want to talk about. Yeah, we can talk about something else, maybe.
Okay, we can talk about. Well, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but you can't do it right now. Vanessa, final thoughts. Thank you, Vanessa. She said, "I ain't gonna listen to this mess." All right, Richard, the final thoughts.
I mean, y'all argue about everything, but just a wonderful show. Glad to have you back, Jay.
What the hell was that? Yeah, I'm glad to be back too, Vanessa. Thanks. What kind of attitude? Glad to have you back, Jay. See you later.
I don't
know
anything else you're going
to
be like. What artist say whatever? I am glad to
have
you back.
Whatever. Glad to have you back, I guess.
I know, yeah.
She's so funny.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich Sister. What? God bless you for your 3 second answer. Momo B, final thoughts, though.
You didn't welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, Jay. Welcome back.
She didn't
say. Maybe we should say bye. Let's just say bye. We'll try this again
bye.
On Saturday. Oh, my God.
I'm tired. My brain, I'm mentally exhausted.
Oh, really?
She said, I'm
Momo, that doesn't
exhausted.
Take a lot for you, probably, does
so, is that how we are supposed to, okay? And we have to talk anyway. We have to have a conversation.
I tell you what I'm going to do. Since it's like me and Mr. Elias and Ernest are the only really ding-dong sandwiches around here, I think we're just going to leave. How about that? We're just going to say bye early. You guys have it.
Wait, Jay. I don't get a final? You want to get a final?
We're going to let y'all just have it. That's all. We're just going to let y'all have it. That's all.
Okay,
let y'all have it.
We want to
Well, what if we really
are you
hanging out? Oh, okay. So what's going on, my sister? We not having our system
sympathized.
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, making herself available. Okay.
Yeah.
Princess Odia is making herself available
after the show.
What is it, Princess Odia? What do you want to talk about?
She's going to be available after the show for
Yeah, she's available after the show.
Personal counseling.
Yeah. For those who need additional counseling, Dr. Princess Odia will be standing by the coffee machine offering advice after the show. All righty.
Whatever.
Hey, Richard, there's a little
extra
time for you.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I want everybody to call 718-766-4227.
I listened to your show today.
Ain't nobody gonna remember that number, but I'll be there.
It was a brief little seminar. Brief, really, is what it's called.
I know it was.
Okay.
All righty then. Thank you, Dr. Prince. Good day. Well, I promise you guys. I promise you guys.
At the end of the show the other day, she was so scared.
It will be It'll be back to normal on Saturday. So
no, it won't.
And I still
not.
Haven't heard your bagpipe lesson.
Yeah, really? Right, sister. I'll deal with you on Saturday.
I'm sure he brought back plenty of shirts. He needs to take a picture and post on Facebook. We can show off those
tabby lips. Bagpipe.
Oh man, I think it was wonderful. Who all is here? Let's talk about this party Kelly was having tomorrow night. Come on, girls. Are all the girls here?
I'm here.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Who else is here?
We got Rich Sister.
I'm here.
Where's Momo? Did Momo B fall off?
No, I'm here.
Yo, okay, you are? Mo, why am I still waiting for you to call me? Why am I still waiting for you to call me 2 days later? Why am I still waiting for you? I thought you was my sister from another mother, and I'm still waiting for you to call me. Yo, Princess of the Day, I'm sorry, but hold on. Mo. Why am I waiting for you to still call me?
I don't know.
Why are you waiting?
I don't know.
Oh, now, what does that mean? Hello?
All right. Yeah, I'm just messing with y'all. I'm just messing with y'all because I'm still waiting for Momo B to call me.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
How did your? Weren't you studying for like an exam or doing something in class, Mo? Just want to know how has that?
Yo, Dr. O, don't give her no excuses. Don't make her. Don't. You cannot give her an excuse for playing me. Oh, you didn't call because you were studying for a test. She ain't studying for a test. She ain't in school. She's selling drugs. Don J. Collins ain't teaching how to sell bricks. What are you talking about? She played me. What are you doing? No, they're trying to give her out. There's no out. The only reason why I'm saying this, Crystal Dan.
No, she's in school. She's taking some kind of class or something, I think. Isn't that right?
That is right.
Dr. O. I'm going to give you. Dr. O, please, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is before tonight's show, this woman has been telling me she's going to call me for the last 5 days. I got to hear. You've been here for, I don't have your number. New phone, new setting. You know, excuse after excuse. You know what I'm saying? And now, I saw your interview with Mike Tyson. I saw your, but I want to talk to Momo because I have issues that only Momo B can help me with because she can't get the whatever to wake up to call.
Are you
me
trying to move illegal substances?
That's what I'm talking about, E. That's what you know what I'm saying? The only way I can get rid of this brick is by her, but she won't call me back. E, can you help me get rid of this brick?
Listen, I ain't in that muck and mire. You on your own with that one. I can get
crazy.
Momo on the phone usually. I can get Momo on the phone, but I don't know about getting her off or keeping her on topic. I can't guarantee those things. But
true.
Let me tell you something. Momo and I have the best conversations. When we get on the phone, we have great talks. We really do.
Isn't that
well, apparently, not everybody else feels that way.
I feel the same way. We have awesome conversations. I do, too.
Yeah, when you're not dissing somebody.
No. Okay, now, everybody, here's the deal. I'm going to play referee up in this piece right now. Everybody's going to be calm. All right? Now, we all know.
You need pussy control.
Oh! You
did. You need pussy control.
Okay, you know what? I'm about. I'm not even going to switchboard to hang your ass up. Oh my God! No, you did.
You
okay,
didn't think
you
I knew about that, did you? You didn't think I knew about that.
You know what? I didn't think you knew. But here's the deal. There is such a thing as that. Now, Princess
yeah,
Dan,
there
is your show. Now, this is your show.
It's supposed to be just sister to sister. It's supposed to be my sister and I, but she just gets quiet these days. She doesn't say much on these shows.
All right,
Princess Odelia, I've got your intro. Let's play it again so we can reset the stage for you. Look, I got your intro right here.
She's your queen.
Now, as I'm going to end the feud between Princess Odea and Ernest from this point on. Because
like
what I mean,
no, you're not.
No.
There's
no
feud.
Listen. Can you listen to me? There's no feud. But in internet world, they think there is. But you two guys have so much synergy that y'all need your own show together.
No.
Why not? They, don't they need... It's like you know, between two ferns. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying stupid shit.
Oh, did you just?
No, you know,
you're saying stupid shit.
I'm not even entertaining it. They can just do whatever they like. And I hope, you know what, at the end of the day, everyone is to be happy. So if it makes them feel happy, then that's all that matters. Be happy. And my question to you, after anything you say, I'll say, are you happy? Does that make you feel good? And if you say yes, then honestly, I am happy for you too. It's just like that. I move on.
What is she? What are you talking about, Princess Odelia? Who said anything about you?
No, no. I did. I just asked her a question.
Yeah, what is she going? You're playing the victim. Nobody said anything about you. What is the problem? I didn't say a word about you.
No, she just said that. What did she just say? She just said.
She said
she was ending the feud. You said there was no feud, and then she said in the internet world it was. And I was basically.
And I said, I don't care what the internet world thinks.
I know, and I was referring to the slander indirectly. But let me be direct. The reason that the world thinks
slander?
Wait, Dr. O.
What slander are you talking about?
Did you say direct?
Pardon?
Did you just say direct?
No, I said I'm being direct.
Oh, being direct, because I didn't know what direct was. Okay, you're being direct.
What's
so
the slander? What slander has there been tonight?
We're talking about history. There's been much slander. There has been negative energy. And then what's so wonderful, when we're on a show alone, Ernest and I can have the best show. We've had the best shows. He used to call me his friend. And then one day, it just happened. So, it's okay, though.
No, it didn't just happen. We've covered this before. I'm not rehashing it now. It did not just happen. If you don't remember what happened and don't remember all that, I'm certainly not going to rehash it now. But if that's how you want to remember and that's what makes you happy, then I'm happy for you.
Then we are too happy for
but it didn't just
that
happen.
Are happy for each other,
it didn't
no
just
matter
happen.
What.
Let's not think that Ernest woke up one day going, okay, I ain't talking to her anymore. It didn't just happen. It did not just happen. It's over. I don't talk about it really. You know, you're the one that makes an issue. You came on the show tonight and said, I didn't say a boo. I didn't say boo to you, boo.
Oh, no,
and
no, no,
you,
no,
you
no,
had
no,
to
darling.
Acknowledge
okay,
something.
Okay, great.
So,
great.
I mean,
wonderful.
I think you have a bigger problem at this point than I do with it. I just don't care.
I don't have a
problem. I'm a happy
dude,
man. I'm a happy guy.
Me too. This is wonderful. So, see, Calliewood, we have two happy people. Happy people that are just.
Then you know what? There's nothing for me to do. So we're all happy.
Right.
Happy.
Yeah,
happy.
I don't know why you're dredging it up. I don't think. Everybody asks me, what do you think about Princess Odelia? And I said, I don't think about her at all. What's the next question? I don't think about her.
Ernest, for me.
She doesn't think about me, probably, so.
Ernest, for me, the only reason why I brought it up is because we've had conversations, and Princess Odelia and I had conversations. And I thought we can synergize tonight. But now I know we can't, so let's move on. We're good. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just make up a Princess Odelia word and say synergize? Because I'm not sure that's in any dictionary I've ever seen.
No, you have not seen the Calliewood Dictionary? You have not seen
no,
it?
No, because you never sent me my autographed copy.
Okay, you know what? Give me your address, and I'm going to send you the
oh, yeah,
official.
I'm
going to
do that in front of all these heifers. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'll call you later. I'll text you.
Exactly. You know how to find
okay.
me.
Okay.
I'll send you the Calliewood thing. Okay.
And listen, Calliewood, I've written two books, and I'm getting ready to work on a third one, and I'd be glad to send you a copy sometime. Well, the one of them you might not get into, but the other one is kind of an autobiography. It just tells – it's called Greatest Hits, which is a pun in the fact that, you know, we all have hits and misses in our life, and I thought it would be funny to call it Greatest Hits because it's like, oh, what's his greatest hits? But it's really the worst thing that's ever happened in my life and how I've screwed up terribly in my life. So, you know, it's a what do you call that?
Word?
It's not an oxymoron. Is it an oxymoron?
It's a pun.
Something like that. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? I would love to sit down and witness your biggest misses. I would love it.
It's funny you use that phrase, the subtitle of it, and I don't remember it right off, tell you the truth, but it's worst misses and biggest ass blunders or something like that is the subtitle to it. So when you said biggest blunders or something like that, you're on the right track there because there's been a few in my life. I've never been to prison, thank God. You know, I don't think anybody wants to go to prison or jail. I've been in one to visit somebody. I was so freaked out, you guys. Just visiting a low-level security prison out in Oklahoma somewhere freaked me out so much. I'm like, Jesus, please never let me be on the other side of these bars. I can't imagine it. I just can't fathom that.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing for me. That's the same
amazing
thing you said. I could never fathom it, but the fact that Dr. O lived it and came out on the other side and helped other people come out on the other side, I think that's amazing. Even though you guys have your issues.
Well, she wasn't working in the work release program or anything. Let's keep it on track.
Come on, E. You don't have, no. She makes a difference. You make a difference. That's all I'm saying. And those.
Well, I think if we're all good-hearted and we all have good intentions, we're all bound to make some difference in the world. Hopefully for the better. It's like what Gandhi said. Gandhi said we must be the change we want to see in the world. We can't expect others to do it. We have to do it.
Absolutely. Isn't that
Can I get an amen from all my sisters? Can I get an amen?
Amen. You're right. Listen,
this ain't the hit parade. Didn't nobody ask for all that. Just say, can I get an amen?
Hello?
I don't start none.
This ain't American Bandstand. Y'all don't need to be singing nothing. I'm just putting that out there.
You're an idiot.
Okay, now listen.
Oh, wow.
What's going on?
I'm not going to call you now.
Oh, please. Because I'm waiting. You don't understand. I'm like sitting on ice waiting for you to call me.
Listen, me, you, and Momo need to get on my show sometime and just hang out for an hour and a half or two and just talk.
Wait.
Can I talk, you?
Hold on. 1 second, Princess Dia. E, how can we do your show when every show you do is pre-recorded and you don't have a chat room? So you have to make
I understand what you're asking. Let me get to it. I can open the chat at any time, and I can do a live show at any time. I'm not stuck on doing pre-tape shows. Sometimes when I do pre-tape shows, I get in such a headspace with something, and you know when you kind of feel, it's like, ooh, I wish I could do that right now. Well, sometimes I sit down and record my thoughts at that moment, you know, thinking, oh, this is what I'm going to talk about tonight on the show, and then it hits me. And it's like, oh, I'm feeling it right now at 2:30, so I'm going to sit down right now and get it out. So that way, how I'm really feeling comes across in my voice or whatever. They're not all pre-taped, but, you know, sometimes they are, and that's just the way I go with it. So,
But I'm telling you, you don't give us an opportunity to interact with you. So I want to interact with you a little bit more.
Hey, I come out to L.A., girl. We're going to be doing some interacting, you and me. Don't you worry about that. I got you, girl.
Don't threaten me. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Listen, I hope you can take a little slap and tickle on that skinny butt of yours, because I'm bringing a few extra things. I'm going to have to check a few things in customs.
I got a new GYN. I got everything you need, okay? They got toys. They got rings. I got you covered, boo. You don't scare me. You think I'm skinny, yeah?
I'll bring the hand sanitizer and a towel, and we got ourselves a party.
Hey, you know what? We're wrong. Princess Ozia, this is your show. I apologize. What you got to say after that?
And who's opening a bag of chips?
Okay.
I hear it.
So, guys, you know, this is what I want to say. I am so happy that we have all been together as a family all these years. I'm just saying, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of everyone, and it's just so great. So listen.
Family might be a strong word, but I understand.
Yeah, I'm so happy for, I really.
Might be a little much.
I look forward to us. We haven't seen each other, most of us, in person, and we have bonded like we, you know, kick it on
Friday
night.
Some of
it's
been behind brick walls.
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
wait,
yeah.
What is everybody doing tomorrow night? Because I have a show tomorrow night.
I have a show tomorrow night. Excuse me, they're going to be a two-purpose development show.
Ain't nobody listening to that show. You don't even listen to your own show.
Yes,
my show is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Your show's at 7. Mine's at 8. Right? So my show's ain't nobody coming to your show that's gonna come to my show. I'm just saying. And we certainly ain't simulcasting, so don't even get that in your brain, under your wig.
Oh, God.
But listen, if Calliewood and Momo and Rich Sister, because she's always floating around somewhere, want to show up, then we'll just do the show live tomorrow night. We do two segments,
me,
and then we do
Momo
a listening lounge, and we'll come back at the end and then wrap it up.
I'll
be
at
your
show,
Ernest.
We do the Keeping It Real. We do the Keeping It Real segment at 9.
Okay,
wait, what did Momo
that.
Say, Momo?
About that, Sister, I'm not doing that shit no more.
Oh, what? She said the truth. I don't want to tell you now live on the air, but I'm not doing that shit no more. Oh,
I think
God.
Momo just quit. I think Momo B just quit.
Did you get fired from Donald Trump when he didn't fire you right now? But the wig, like, Princess O'Dea, listen, she can quit on you, but I got your back. I'm going to take Momo B's spot. I got you. You can quit on the air live.
Okay, fine. That would be great. Cause we have a great. We have. Oh man, that's great. I don't know if Sister works for me. That's
so, Momo, are you in tomorrow night? Calliewood, are you in?
I'm in.
It's gonna do it to purpose.
I'm in. True
you,
purpose.
Look, your true
I'm
purpose is to fly
radio.
Solo tomorrow night and do part.
How you gonna be on both? How you gonna be on both, Calliewood? Calliewood, True Purpose Development Show. If my sister is leaving me, I'm a mess. I don't know what's the issue, but okay, love you anyway. I mean, you know, you're always welcome home. But that's cool. So anyway,
well, what is she talking about?
Well, Calliewood, if you
what
want
she's
to,
talking, wait. What she's talking about is Momo B quitting on the air. That's what she's talking about. You trying to ask? What she's talking about is. Princess O'Dea is like, yo, Momo B quit on the air. You try.
I thought we were friends. She didn't even call me and talk to me about it. I don't even know what, you know.
Hey, listen, Princess Odelia, I heard part of your show recently, and let me tell you something, in all fairness, as an outside listener, because, you know, I ain't coming over to your show, but I listened to something the other day. And
you.
You're listen, I'm giving you your true purpose.
I'm not going to.
When you start dissing
to.
People on the air, people do not want to work with you when you run your mouth about them. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Because I'm muted.
No, I'm not talking about me because I don't care. But I'm telling you, other people are not going to work with you when you run your mouth about them because they don't show up on your show every second of the day. You need to remember that and then stop asking yourself the question why.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I'm just putting that out there. You can cut that how you want to, but that's the truth.
I didn't do that, though, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, whatever. I'm just telling you, you can accept it as truth, or you can move on in your little cloud of true purpose.
You have to know what you're talking about before you talk about it.
I do know what I'm talking about because I heard it. I'm not pulling this stuff out of my ass.
Okay.
The question is,
Lord, come on, get over yourself. Truth is the truth no matter where you hear it from.
Oh, I'm not on that, honey. Thank you very much. Now, what
see,
would you say?
You're not accepting the truth. You know everything. Nobody else does anything right, so there you go.
See,
and that's what you do. You talk loud, so, you know, nobody can talk over you. And
no,
all
that's
that, so.
Me. That's not Princess O'Dea. That's Calliewood. I'm saying
well,
stop.
You know, don't do that. Don't do that, Calliewood. We're adults here. We're not children trying to get the first in line for a cookie. You ain't got to scream. Just say hey.
I've been saying hey, and nobody's listening. I'm trying to get your attention. I've been saying
you got it
hey,
now.
But,
you have it now.
Okay. Here's the deal. You guys both have your own opinion. Chill.
Okay.
Relax.
The sun comes up in the east. What's the point?
Exactly. And it's just a show. Go with the flow. It doesn't matter if you're on Calliewood, J. Ryle, J. King, Princess O'Dea. It's just a freaking show. If you take what happens on the show outside of it, then you're a freaking idiot. Anything that happens on the show when we're on Calliewood, that's fodder for the show. When you take it outside of that, it's a bigger issue. Why?
But
we don't know.
We're not taking it outside. Listen, when I get off the air, I'm going to have a margarita. And that ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I'm just going to let you know I'm having a margarita and a few. So I'm not taking anything outside the show. I'm not taking anything outside the show.
But that's what I think happens when all the friction, all that stuff comes out. People take it personal. It's not personal. From Momo B to J Rob to L.E.S. to Ernest to Rich Sister to me to Miss Terry, and we're just doing everything for the show. It's just for the time we're on. When we get the show, we have different opinions.
Right,
different,
it's supposed to be for fun. It is entertainment and it's fun, and we all talk to each other outside of here. And we all know there's different, you know, not different, because we are what we are, but we do things for entertainment on the show, for sure, you know. So.
Yeah, but me not talking to you is not about entertainment. It's about my own sanity. It ain't got nothing to do with entertainment.
Well, that's you, honey. Thank you. And that's great.
Well,
you're
listen,
excited.
You ain't got to crank your neck around at me, okay, girlfriend? Snap,
snap,
snap. I'm just telling you.
I'm not getting on you
for entertainment purposes. I can get on J. Ryle for entertainment purposes. We have a good back and forth. It doesn't matter to me. You ain't on my radar.
Well,
so that ain't for entertainment. That's just because I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, well, and that's good.
It is good.
I don't care.
You shall know the
okay.
truth, and the truth will set you free. Not unlike prison.
Yay.
After 14 days.
That is so great. I promise it's so great, honey. So, anyhow, Tallywood.
And I'm not your honey
aboard.
Either. My mother called me
aboard,
Ernest.
Darling, I love your pieces. And just the pieces. And first of all, I want to ask you guys this. I want to ask you this, Tallywood. This Saturday, what's going on? Talk to us about it. Talk to us about your event, Tallywood. Callywood?
So, Callywood, are you coming on my show tomorrow night or not? Momo, you said you were, weren't you? Are you going to be around?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock Eastern, so, Callywood, that's 5 o'clock your time. Is that all right?
Callywood's not
oh,
on.
Oh, man, dropped
to
off.
Cut Callywood
may
off.
She may have dropped off.
Well, listen, you're the producer over there, Jackie. Can you get that thing together and get it back on the air? I mean, what the hell?
They're not on their show. They're on the J. Ryle show. And only J. Ryle has this. He and his brother.
Yeah, I understand how it works. I understand. I produce 5 shows a week. Thank you. Rich, are you going to be around
absolutely.
Tomorrow night? Because if we're live, you know you're always welcome to stop by.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there for the first hour. For the first hour.
Oh, where are you going after that? You going over to that other second-rate show? You going over there?
As a matter of fact. Because that's what
that's
I do.
Fine,
that's what I do. That's
well,
what I do.
The first hour is really. Oh,
I listen to
and,
you
yeah.
the first
and next
hour.
Week, next
listen.
Week, guys, I want to.
And then you go there the second hour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
I'll be with you the first hour.
Well, you know, that works out well because the first hour of my show is really where all the talking is. The second hour is the listening lounge and stuff. So that works out well anyway, probably, if you want to listen to both.
Yep, I'll be there.
Yep, all right. Well, listen, we'll go live and we'll shoot the shit tomorrow night and just see what comes up.
Well, guys,
or, you know, Rich Sister will just have a conversation. She ain't shooting the shit.
I was getting ready to blow this joint, but I am so glad that we had our
Did you need any assistance?
And I'm so glad that we had our talk tonight. Rich Sister, I will see you tomorrow night, and I love you guys. And, oh, listen, don't forget, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, for everybody who's listening, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, today launched the 7-Day Entrepreneurship Success Challenge. Every day at 1 o'clock, I want you to call in, and I'm going to be giving, you can ask me anything, too, 718-766-4227, on credit, on business development, personal development, how to become a successful radio talk show host, or how to become a successful author.
Are you having a guest on for that?
Author or publisher. I want you to listen, and call in with your questions. I'm also going to have some experts at various times that will come in, accountants, et cetera. And it's just 30 minutes. I want you to grab hold of what you can get for free, and don't forget to visit bountifulgroup.com because all the way until March 15th, just until March 15th, classes are 50% off for $199, and after that it goes up to $299, and classes, the new series starts on next Wednesday. So check it out tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m. at Come With Your Questions, New Business Owners, etc.
718-766-4667.
It's only 30 minutes long. You on that free BTR level, aren't you?
No, I'm doing this on purpose. It's just a teleconference, actually. Usually they're 15 minutes, but I'm stretching it to 30 minutes because I'm doing it radio style. So, no, this is not like a show. This is not a typical show. This is you're coming in, you're asking questions, and it's really to educate people for free and also to offer them the opportunity to take the class that is starting. So, you know. It's not supposed to be that. And tomorrow night we have the 2-hour Superbus Development Show. Don't forget next week we're gonna have Dane Gill. No.
Are you going, Momo?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night and I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good night. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Good night, Momo.
And Rick sister, I wanna thank you for sending you my love. And
most very welcome.
Got somebody. Okay, listen. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? And
okay.
Thank everybody for listening. Don't forget to click online at bountifulgroup.com to check out the classes because they are online.
You just heard the fastest growing radio station on the internet. You can find out more by visiting earnestradionetwork.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Email earnestradionetwork@gmail.com. All content on Earnest Radio Network is copyright 2014, and no portion may be reproduced without express written permission.